Okay, welcome everyone. It is July 14th, 2024. The time is 10:41 a.m. I am Tataka Bricka, LSB Chair, and the first order of business is call to order. Take the roll and see quorum. Can you do that, Leslie, please, our secretary?
I can do that. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas. Rodrigo, are you here?
I see his name.
I do too, but I haven't heard from him. Christina Avalos,
Here.
Doug Barnett, Veronica Becerra, Mike Bressler,
I present it.
I'm sorry, Tatanka
I'm
Bricka.
here.
Oh,
Can you
Mike
hear?
Bressler.
I'm here.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. Tatanka
Yeah, presente.
Rachel Brunke.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue is here.
Thank you. John Cromshow.
Present.
And Ace Estwick. Ace Estwick. Vic Jerami. Jerami. Ariana Gladney.
Ariana is still, I believe, hospitalized. She was hit by a car as a pedestrian a couple of weeks ago. She's had a series of surgeries.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Michael.
Right, thank
Move that
you.
we excuse her absence.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Wendell Handy. Wendell Handy. Nikki Hahn.
Present. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. Michael Heiss. Michael Heiss.
Sorry, it's that pesky mute button. Wouldn't miss it for the world. I'm here.
Thank you. Evelia Jones.
She was sick last night and asked me. Oops.
Okay. Thank you. Oye Oyeyipo.
Present.
You.
I'm sorry with the, oh, never mind.
Excuse me?
Avelia Jones was sick last night and asked me to ask for an excused absence for her.
Okay, thank you. Robert Payne.
I'm mute.
Yes.
Acostoy.
Okay, thank you. Nancy Perlman.
I'm here.
Thank you. Myla Reason.
I'm here as well. Good
Thank you.
morning,
Oscar
everyone.
Ulloa.
Sent there.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala.
I'm here.
Let's see, let me just go back to the people that I didn't hear from. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Oh, here.
Thank you. Sorry. Let's see, Ace Estwick. Vince Jerami. Wendell Handy. Okay, I think that's everyone. So we have, do you need the count again, Tatanka, or just move it
Okay.
on?
So thank you. Do you have a number? We do have quorum. Okay, excused absences.
Wait, Tatanka, please, can we hear the numbers present now for quorum?
Yes, John. Go ahead.
Okay, give me 1 second to count this up again.
Okay, thank you. And that is quorum. So I am calling this meeting to order now, and it is 10:46 Pacific time. Excused absences. Leslie, who do we have?
For Ariana, I heard, and for Avelia.
And also, yeah, you had Avelia. That's okay. All right. Thank you. Those are the only excused absences. Next is timekeeper. I want to thank Michael again.
You need to ask for approval of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, can I ask for approval of the excused absences? Lacking that, anybody want to?
Oh, I move to do whatever needs to be moved.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you. Seconded.
It was moved by Michael Heiss and seconded.
Yeah, moved by Michael Heiss and seconded by, was it Michael?
Christina Avalos seconded.
Oh, Christina, thank you.
Can we have the names of the persons that are not excused, but that are absent, and how many times they've been absent without excuse, please?
The names of the excused absences. Could you please?
Unexcused absences. No.
It's all in the minutes.
The members of the board that are not excused of the absences as today.
I agree. Unexcused. Who is not here today and not excused?
Point of order. The chair is determining at this point the number needed for quorum and had announced the unexcused absences or the excused absences. So that's a separate issue.
Yeah, but I just want to know who's not excused.
Point of order.
Would you all please let Tatanka chair the meeting?
This is
where second guess the chair.
We've been called to
Milo,
order.
That would apply to everybody.
We have been called to order. There are 16 people per quorum. That is quorum. The excused absences, the names read, are Avelia Jones and Ariana Gladney. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the excused absences. And the question was, who can we read the names of the unexcused absences? Was that the question?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can somebody please tally that up? Our secretary, you know the names of everybody who has been excused.
I do.
Okay. So the unexcused absences are people not present.
Right. Do you want me to read that list?
Yes, please.
Okay. Doug Barnett, Veronica Becerra, Ace Estwick, Vic Jerami, Wendell Handy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay. So that has been recorded. And now we are on to timekeeping. I'm welcoming Michael Heiss. We don't have to ask for another volunteer, but I would really encourage, if we don't have Michael every time, it'd be nice to have somebody who has some experience at this. So please, for the next meeting, between now and then, In addition to volunteering for other things, please consider the timekeeper. It's a very important position. And that will be the timekeeping rules established by PMB, is 90 seconds first time speaking, 60 seconds second time speaking, including points of order unless otherwise noted. So you have your marching orders. Thank you very much. Okay, I have some opening comments here. I have 10 minutes for that. And you're timing this, correct? Thank you. So I will take less than that, but I just want to say a few things. And the first is about the time we're in, and the second will be specific to the local station board. So just a comment about this weekend and what's going on, and let's recognize that in the United States of America, with our tradition in our lifetimes of being a dominant empire, that people don't generally gravitate toward making war on each other and need to be compelled to do so. Everyone on this call in our lifetimes has experienced and knows that virtually every war our country has been involved in required lying to us, including false flag events, especially graphic since the invention of television, have accompanied our support of such war. So let's all take a collective breath and understand there are elite forces beyond us who benefit from such events in order to keep us fighting each other so that we don't come together for a common welfare. There, such forces are at play internationally, nationally, and reverberate locally. So let's realize this reality. Once again, commit ourselves to common respect for each other's opinions without agreeing necessarily, but refraining from ad hominem attacks and keeping a passion for our points of view to the issues and not personalize those emotions. The feedback I've been getting is we're doing better and better meeting by meeting. This moment in our nation threatens our sense of common respect and purpose, so let's not play into that old game of us versus them. Everyone here cares about Pacifica. So let's celebrate that as we listen and speak respectfully, observing our time limits and our processes. Secondly, so kind of assessment. So thank you for the civility and respecting the time limits and for everyone taking time out of their Sunday to show up. So we encourage anyone desirous of a specific outcome on LSB business to research it well and as an LSB member to present it as a motion, usually to discuss at the first LSB and then vote at the next one. So for example, that's what we're doing today. And reminder to all committees to work together on your committees of inclusion and fundraising and program oversight. Remember that we do have an obligation to have two community events, town hall meetings, in this calendar year. And so give thought to the time period September through December, and let's have two of them. They can bring us all together. We need two such meetings. I suggest, you know, October and either late November, early December, one prior and one after the election. Next, I just want to give us a little bit longer term perspective as we take care of our immediate short term events. I also want to encourage people, if you don't read Michael Novick's report, it's really helpful to understand all that's going on. And I want to thank him, the paid staff, but also especially the volunteer staff that is helping us through this critical time. So while we're taking care of short-term emergencies, we need to develop a long-term strategy and commitment to KPFK and Pacifica, no matter the outcome of the national election or whatever our local elections show up. So whatever the short-term challenges, either building upon national positive choice of administration or operating again as a voice of the voiceless, as usual, our mission in Pacifica. Either way, we grow our respect and love for each other in our unique community and the contribution of this Pacifica station. So I hope that every meeting we come out with more energy than we come in, and that our mission at Pacifica is honorable and still needed 75 years and counting from its formation. We are a national treasure. This is an idea whose time has come, and we're reminded that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Now let's get back to our work on the business of KPFK and building our unity and camaraderie as we go, speaking our individual truths with respect to others and their points of view. Thank you. How many minutes did that take, Michael?
5 minutes and well said. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael Heiss. Okay, land back acknowledgement. Oh, Avelia is not present. Is there someone else prepared to read that, or should we just skip that this time? Anybody prepared to read the land back acknowledgement comportment statement? Didn't realize she would be sick. If not, we can go on to the mission statement.
May I say a word on the land back? We're all in land in the United States and Canada and probably Mexico on land that was stolen from the people who lived there before we came and invaded.
Sue, Lydia Ponce is with us. I wonder if Lydia could say something.
What was that?
Lydia Ponce, former board member,
yes.
I'd like to have Sue co-address.
Point of order, can the chair please
share? Sue at red last time. Thank you very much, Sue. Did we have another? I didn't see it pop.
No, I don't really want to talk over people, but however, I must insist that Sue Cohen finish her thought.
Well,
I don't want to disrespect. Yeah. It only took me a minute to do land acknowledgement, but she was on her way. So let's stick with Sue and not interrupt. I apologize, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Sue.
I think I said most of what I meant to say. I live on land that was stolen from the First Nations people. And we all owe a debt there. And I guess that's all I want to say.
Thank you, Sue. Lydia, did you want to add to that? And then we'll go on.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be with relatives, visiting again like this. And I just want to say we give thanks in all four directions to the ancestors of the land. And we recognize and acknowledge that we are allowed a privilege to be clumsy on their land. So let us continue with good intentions. Many blessings.
Thank you very much.
Tatanka, excuse me. This is Rachel. I would like 30 seconds, to say, the most important land back issue right now on the planet is what is going on in Palestine. And right now there is an emergency in Los Angeles. 2-3 weeks ago, we all know what happened at the synagogue, and that it was a land sale of illegal stolen land of the Palestinians. And this is dangerously being showed as anti-Semitic. We all know it's not. The attacks are getting bigger. And in case all of you don't know, there are three more land steal real estate deals that are going to taunt Los Angeles and taunt the Palestinian community. And I would say we all go out in solidarity with them. They will be next Sunday, July 21st, Beverly Hills, Monday, July 22nd, at the same synagogue where the event happened, Addis Torah, and Wednesday in the Valley.
Thank you, Rachel. Okay, now we're on to Pacifica mission statement. And please, in the future, have more volunteers. Carlos Zavala, will you please read that?
Sure, no problem. And to the land back statement, I'd just like to remind everybody that the Dodgers are playing on stolen land. but, you know, from Chavez Ravine, but that was stolen from the Native Americans from before. As a ninth generation Los Angelino, I know that, that we keep on swapping that. Real estate seems to be pretty good at that. Now to the mission statement. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which ensures the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications and subject to the operation to the regulation actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community. To conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama to establish awards and scholarships for the creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and musical students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news in all matters virtually affecting the community.
Thank you, Carlos. Reminder of all we have yet to accomplish here. Next to approval of the agenda, Nikki, would you read the agenda? And Myla, could you put that on the screen? The approval of the agenda of today's meeting.
I'm sorry. And they're trying to take Armenia's land away.
Yeah, and Jan.
No, we've left that. So save it for next week, okay? Or the next meeting.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
There was a text message to you apparently from Vic Jerami at 10:22 a.m. in which he asked to be excused because he threw his lower back out on Friday. And is still in excruciating pain. And, okay. You know, it was just before the meeting. I'm sure you missed it. I missed it.
Yeah.
But
thank you. So let's add,
and I moved that his absence be excused also.
So heard. I hear a second.
I second.
Thank Christina. You. So please add, moved and seconded. Please add Victor Ami to the list of excused absences.
Well, we have to vote on it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Unless there's no opposition.
Is there any opposition to that at all? Okay, thank you. No, hearing no opposition, that is approved. Add Victor Ami to the list of excused absences. Okay. Nikki, can you,
Yes. So for today, first we have opening business, which is 35 minutes allocated. Then we have the IGM report by Michael Novick, 5 minutes. The treasurer's report by Stephen Meeks, 5 minutes. Director's report by Jan Goodman, 5 minutes. Then we have a Q&A for LSB members, 10 minutes. Public comment, 15 minutes. Then we have the LSB committee reports, 15 minutes. And then we have another public comment period, 15 minutes. The LSB presentation and discussion of the reproposed changes to Article 4, Section 10, 15 minutes. The LSB member community announcements, 5 minutes, and time certain to adjourn, 12:50 p.m.
Thank you very much. Can I hear a motion for approval of agenda? And a second, please.
Second.
And who was that speaking?
Mr. May I have the floor for 1 second, Mr. Secretary? This is Oscar Ulloa.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Thank you.
This is Leslie. I need to know who's speaking. I don't recognize people's voices. I don't know who made that motion, and I don't know who seconded it.
Sorry,
Leslie. Sabala seconded.
Okay. Isaac.
And Mike Bresler as well.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. So,
thank you.
First of all, a second. Who made the initial motion?
Was Carlos Zavala or was it Ulloa?
He seconded. Who made the initial motion?
That was Carlos, correct, Carlos?
I did not make the initial motion. I was seconding.
Who made the initial motion? Was that Oscar? Who was that? All right. Let me take
I'll make it now, Nikki Hahn, if no one else.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nikki. If we can't, that she's the first. And
Jen Goodman, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Can we just make it a practice that before anyone speaks, that they say their name, either their first or their last or both names, so that we
don't have
this problem in the future?
Yeah, thank you. I adopt that. So, because we have to list the names, and since we can't see who's speaking, we only hear it. We need to have you identify yourselves when you do a first or a second on the motion or anytime.
Or anything.
Anytime you speak so we can record it. Thank you very much, Jan.
So, this is Michael Novick. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I was looking at the agenda and it seems that all the public comment is prior to the discussion about the bylaws amendment. I'm wondering if we want to reorganize it so there's a chance for the public to comment about that, or at least to let people know that comments about that are appropriate.
I'll consider that. We're not, we could do that. I'm not voting on it now, but let me look at this. You're suggesting that we have, another public comment before the LSB presentation. Is that what your proposal is?
He's proposing that it be afterwards, or that we make it clear that the public comment could be
before. I'm saying before we vote to hear from the public about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if Michael can move that, but I would move that we have a public comment period before and then after, so that we, it's obviously very important. That's why a lot of people are here. It shouldn't be fait accompli.
I second that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Joanne, may I be recognized, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, you may. And let everybody know who you are, who you're speaking.
Oscar Ulloa.
Okay, Oscar, go ahead.
Just to remind you and both the board that we are 30 minutes, and both as a resolution taken in the past and as a common courtesy that Mr. Argueta has been asking for the law for pretty much all this on all this scheduling about I'll ask if anybody either on the public needs a translation for any kind of language, just to provide in case if needed. Just to remind you, this has been an going on situation where, you know, trying to that would be one of the first things to start, asking if anyone needs, especially on the public, if it needs a translation from any kind of language. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And we are still awaiting an actual proposal for that and, to effect. So thank you very, very much.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
With regard to the public comment, I move that we take the second public comment, which is presently just before the LSB presentation and discussion regarding the proposed changes, and that we move it to accommodate people that want to speak after the LSB discussion, that we move the second public comment to after number 7, and that people understand that they can talk about this proposed bylaw changes at either the first or the second public comment.
Okay, Jan, so there's already a motion on the floor. Well, there's already a motion on the floor. It was mine and seconded. Jan, are you just kind of putting in better language the same, you know, in the same spirit, the motion that I made?
Exactly. I'm just trying to be very specific about it.
No problem.
Move the second.
I will second that then.
Okay. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that we shift the agenda as Michael Novick suggested. We have our first public comment, then we have item 6 of the committee reports, then we have the LSB presentation and discussion, and we move our second public comment for after that. Do I hear any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, so ordered. Thank you very much.
Hi, excuse me, it's Leslie again. So that was Jan making the motion, Rachel seconding, is that correct?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go back to approval of the agenda. That having been done, can I hear a first and a second for approval of the revised agenda?
Oh, this is
Goodman. Please say the name and then for the second, first and the second.
This is Myla, so moved.
Okay, thank you, Myla.
Jan Goodman, second.
Thank you, Jan. Approved and seconded. Any objection? Hearing no objection, we approve the agenda as amended. Thank you all. Now we have the approval of the minutes. Leslie. We did send the minutes out to everybody twice.
This is Myla. I'd like to move that we accept the minutes as offered by our secretary. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second. This is Mike Bressler.
Thank you, Mike. Seconded by Mike Bressler. Approved and seconded. Any objection? Hearing no objections, the minutes are approved. Okay. What time is it now? It is now 11:14. How are we doing on timing?
We're pretty good.
Just a little bit behind.
Okay. Yeah, but not much. We're doing okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Point of information. This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Chair, I'm just wondering, I'm looking at the screen and I see a couple of people who have their virtual hands raised, and of course they'll be entertained during public comment, but I'm wondering if the person who is here as Samsung SMN975U is a member of our local station board or not. And
okay,
if they care, if they want to be renamed, if they'd like to be renamed.
Thank you. Leave time, you have to unmute. If you're a local station board member and would like to be named, please let us know. And you have to unmute. Well, I'm not hearing anything, Myla.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right. Next we have up the IGM report. Michael Novick, you're up, Michael.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're ready to go.
Good. The report is in writing. I sent it to the LSB. It's also up on the station website. If you go to blogs on the navigation menu, and it's the first blog, you'll see a GM report to the local station board. I'll try to be as brief as possible. We are in a tight financial crunch because of the fact that escrow has still not closed on the sale of 3729. There have been a series of hassles over the liens on that property. The ED is fairly confident that it will finally be cleared up this month and escrow will close in August. But as a result, we have a financial crunch because we're paying a lot of bills for both locations. We're paying rent for the new facility since several months now out of the, you know, general operating budget of the station. So there is a commitment from National that once the sale goes through, that a lot of those expenses we've incurred, including building the entire new broadcast studio, will be reimbursed. But if anything people can do this month, when we're not in an on-air drive to raise funds for the station, would be appreciated. I do want to give a shout out to Frank Doral, who celebrated his 75th birthday, had a party yesterday, invited me to come and speak about the station. And we raised about $1,600 for KPFK. So thanks to him and to particularly Nori Ronaghi, who donated substantially herself and collected money from people at that event. I also want to point out that today is July 14th is Bastille Day, and that we should emulate what the French did, which is to free all political prisoners, and particularly Leonard Peltier, who is suffering greatly in prison, and Mumia Abu-Jamal, both of them trying to deal with major health issues, and many other political prisoners from more recent vintage. The station has been going through with the FCC compliance process. There was a complaint raised about fundraising practices by people at KPFA, unfortunately by people at WBAI. There was a settlement reached for a consent decree between Pacifica and the FCC, and we're under a mandate to do very strict compliance with FCC regulations. We've been doing a training process on the FCC regs regarding underwriting and also obviously on-air fundraising and sponsorship of programs. We continue to be very short-staffed because of the budget issues we have. As you pointed out, Tatanka, we're relying heavily on volunteers, including myself and the interim program director, the interim operations manager, the volunteer coordinator, and several audio engineers and technical people who've been extremely helpful. We're working on getting the Santa Barbara antenna fixed. Basically not really heard in that area currently because the antenna has to be replaced and relocated. In terms of community engagement, we have been doing quite a bit of it. The bike talk arranged for us to be able to participate in Cicla Via South LA, where we did reach a potential underwriter, got some financial donations, a lot of positive impact. The Spanish language programmers are doing an event this coming Saturday, the 20th, Dancing for Our Health from 3 to 7 p.m. at the El Serrano Community Gardens as a benefit for the station. We have a intern working with us now through August, at least maybe into September, and she and Charlie Wilkin, who is the operations manager, also been doing a lot of work with our social media, are working on a project to get videos up on TikTok and several other platforms. Basically, we had a consultation with somebody through the Taproot Foundation for building up our social media presence and our promotion. And his recommendation was to do kind of a behind the scenes, a KPFK sort of human interest on who the programmers are and what the programmers are about. So I've asked, and quite a number of programmers have been contributing short videos, 45 seconds to 90 seconds long, about themselves as individuals, about why they're attracted to KPFK, and about their program, and we'll be posting those. And Charlie has actually started doing that already on a new TikTok account we set up for the station. We're still working on a number of other technical issues related to the streaming and social media. We've had a lot of problems with the email, and I apologize for that. But we're trying to migrate to Google for nonprofits. I know people have problems with Google, but right now it's Microsoft. It's six, one half, and it's the other, except the the outlook is not functioning very well. All the other stations have been on the Google for nonprofits for quite a long time. I have no idea why Pacifica was not. I just inherited the system that we had, and it's been problematic repeatedly. So we're trying to make that migration happen. And we're also trying to get on a number of other stream platforms. We did correct a lot of the problems with the our own stream, and we were able to restore it on TuneIn and MyTuner and a bunch of others, and we're in the process of trying to get direct access to the Echo platform, where you can say, Alexa, play KPFK, and you'll get it directly and immediately without, you know, ads being interjected by TuneIn. All these things, for some reason, these tech giants are not very responsive. Almost impossible to talk to a human being, but we're working on all of that. And I would just emphasize what Tatanka said earlier. I would encourage the local station board to, as soon as possible, schedule the mandatory town halls to hear from listeners. And anything you can do, as I say, to help raise funds for the station and to reach out to individual existing donors, lapsed donors, or potential donors, really vitally necessary. Thank you.
Tatanka, may I be recognized with the question?
Thank you, Michael. Go ahead, Myla.
Oh, Michael, I just wanted to thank you so much for finding in that enormous document the references to Pacifica Radio in 2025, Project 2025. And I was just wondering, have you been in touch with anyone kind of collaborating on how we might be using that at our station and throughout Pacifica to kind of...
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't mention that. It is in the written report. The just to clarify what Miles is talking about, Project 2025 specifically calls out Pacifica radio stations in a couple of locations and the threat that they pose. They're under the impression that we're getting money from the government. We're not. We haven't received any funding, CPB funding, since 2014 here at KPFK, and most of the other stations after that also stopped receiving it, all of them. But their threat is actually to remove the non-commercial educational licenses from Pacifica and from other public radio stations. And we should take that very seriously. So I did forward that to the local station board, the national board, the ED. We're hoping to have a discussion. I think I'm not on the PMB, obviously, but if you can take it up there. And we had a scheduled meeting of the general managers and the director of the archives and the Pacific Affiliates Unit, but that was postponed because of all the demands of the recent FCC compliance process, which was taking up, you know, a tremendous amount of time for
Michael, can I ask, we're going to have, that sure. is so yeah. important okay. to know that, but we have the Q&A yeah. sure. After okay. Jan speaks, so yeah. let's pick it up then. Thank you very, sure. thank you for the question and the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the report. And now we have the director's report, Jan Goodman. You're up, Jan.
Hi, okay. Hi. Thank you. I am, just to say that the last two meetings of the Pacifica National Board have been canceled because of weather changes, climate change caused events, probably caused events. In Texas, there was, there have been power outages, as everyone knows, but when four members of the PNB cannot attend, the decision was made to cancel the meetings. And so we haven't had two of the recent meetings, and I'm not 100% sure if we've even had a meeting since our last LSB meeting. But suffice it to say that the most important issue that has been brought before the National Board is this proposed amendment regarding filling vacancies, and I'm happy to see that there are many people, as I understand it, who are joining this LSB to chime in and make their comments about the filling of vacancies. So I just wanted to go over the details of the amendment so that everybody understands what the present status is and what the proposed bylaw amendment is. And this proposed bylaw amendment was made by six members of the Pacifica National Board. I was not one of those, although I do agree with it. So the present situation is that if a delegate position becomes vacant during midterm, that is to say, whether the person died or resigned or was kicked off, no matter what the reason is, that the delegate, or that LSB member is going to be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidate from the last election for that class of members who is not elected and who continues to meet the delegate requirement, eligibility requirement. It's not clear to me whether that, you know, whether they had to meet, whether they had to meet it in at the time that they ran or at the time that the at the time that the vacancy becomes available, or at the time that they actually are informed. So, for instance, if somebody, you know, like the next runner-up wasn't a member, if they, because it's 2 years later, wasn't a member, but do they have time to become a member or not? That's a question.
Anyway. Jan, can you hold on just a second? I know Michael is giving me time limits. I shouldn't basically have allowed that discussion to start. So that's on me. A very important discussion. So I want you to complete yours, and you can complete over the next 3 minutes your explanation of what's going on, and then we'll go to questions and answers. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is, I'm just saying this is my director's report, and as opposed to, I'm just explaining what it is.
Yeah. So, no, I was just handling the time that I allowed to go over, so you can continue.
No, I was given 5 minutes for this report.
Yes, I know.
Okay, just go.
Okay. Sorry. All right. And then, the presently, if no one is eligible or available, then the LSB members elect a replacement person. Or and the way that has been carried out. Well, let me go on to the replacement amendment. Basically says that. Let me just finish the first one. So even if a person was a runner-up and only, you know, nominated themselves and only got one vote, so everybody voted against them by not voting for them, that person would still be elected. Then under the proposed filling of vacancies, if there's a midterm election, then the LSB members, the 24 LSB members of the station or the delegates would elect a person to take the place of the person who's been dropped out. So there would be the 24 people who were elected by the members to represent them and to vote on their behalf. And then if there's nobody, then if there are six people or more, let's say, I think it's six people.
Jan, you know what? Your time is up for now. So
this is a very important part of this.
I know it is. I'll extend you another minute to complete your sentence, but.
Okay. If a third or more of the delegates are vacated, then there's an announcement on the air and people are nominated on the air and voting takes place after that. And in Texas, the way they replaced their last person is that they, even though it was only one, they go on the air, they make an announcement, they have people nominate themselves or others, and then the LSB votes with all the nominations of all of the people who've been nominated.
Okay.
And that's what is being proposed.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay.
Now I'm going to open it up for Q&A. This is for LSB members only for 10 minutes of the last two reports. And I must also go ahead.
You forgot the treasurer's report.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Yeah. Stephen Meeks, I don't believe. Are you present, Stephen?
This is Myla, and yes. I'm on the National Finance Committee.
Yes.
Stephen isn't with us today, as far as I know.
Yes.
I just want to say that because of the Hurricane Beryl in Houston, not only were national board meetings canceled, but also the National Finance Committee was canceled. So
yes,
I don't really have anything to report at this time. Okay. Everything's pretty much the way it was last time.
Thank you, Myla. It was uncertain whether we were going to have a report because of that, and also analysis of the extensive report, Treasurer's report by Stephanie shortly ago. So we will hear from Stephen at the next board meeting. Thank you. All right, now we're on for Q&A for LSB members, 10 minutes. And this is for LSB board members and 60-second maximum per member, and then we'll move on. Go ahead. First up, I believe, is a board member is Rachel. I don't know who Sansom is.
I'm not sure if I was first, but okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess I have 60 seconds, but it's kind of a question to both, but it's going to be a comment then to Michael and then a question to Jan. You know, what you said, Michael, was just so incredibly important. And you told me last night, 2025, you know, they're coming after us. And I think that, and that's no news. But also, that I would ask that Michael, from here on in, you ask for 10 minutes. I think Tatanka last time had said that your report is so incredibly important. It's everything. That I would request that you ask for 10 minutes from now on, and just don't feel rushed and explain everything. And this is an incredibly, incredibly important issue. Everything you brought up. And then Jan, I had said last time, and I guess I'm going to say in another public comment, I was elected to my neighborhood council. I was not elected at first, but someone dropped out and I just became the elected person. And that's how we've always done it, apparently, at KPFK. It's kind of a non-issue. Okay. And so I would ask why, my question is, why is this so important? And look at all the time spent on something that's so internal when we are on fire.
Okay, thank you. Michael and Jim.
Okay, quickly, two things. One for Michael. Thank you for uncovering, and, you know, if you can't sleep, put that Project 2025 under your pillow.
I'm sorry, aren't they going to answer my question?
I'm sorry.
Wrong Michael.
Sorry.
I didn't identify which Michael. That's okay.
Okay.
My bad. So, Jim and Michael.
My apologies.
I'd appreciate more time for the report, but given that there is also time for discussion of it and also public comment, I understand the constraints. But I do think that the priority has to be on the survival of the foundation, both from, you know, the financial problems we're facing and the threats that we're facing from without.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Go ahead, Jan.
The reason that this is a proposed change is because the just putting runners up on is actually quite undemocratic, because we're putting people on who at a certain point are people have voted against. And people haven't voted for, and our STV method of ranked choice voting gives people who get even 10% of the vote, they get on the board. And if you just take the next person, that's undemocratic. And if you extend the that thought You just take the next person. Why not just take the first 24 people who sign up to be on the national, on the local station board, to be on the local station board? We have elections. People get elected, and then there's other people who didn't get elected. And sometimes, as in your case and in many cases, the people are really, you know, just a sliver away from getting elected, and they're great. But sometimes at the very opposite poll, they got no votes, and they are not functioning.
I think you made the point, and this is the opening. This is a good discussion. There's always going to be more to say. So thank you. I'm on because I want to hear the more questions. Now I'm up for
next one. Okay, I was actually the first one to raise my hand. This is Rodrigo.
Pardon me.
This is Rodrigo. Yeah, I was the first one to raise my hand.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then
I'm renaming Rodrigo right now.
I didn't know that either.
So Rodrigo was the first.
Okay, go ahead, Rodrigo. All I saw was Samsung. I didn't see you, so my apologies.
That's okay.
That's why we put the names up there so we can know who's a board member. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, first point I want to do is that it is really anti-democratic action that is being proposed by whoever make this motion. Because basically, if it is like, I sent actually an email yesterday, you know, it's like Biden, you know, he and his friends decides to inherit the power to his son, you know, because, and they think that it's more suitable. So if people are running for a position of the local station board, and they are the runner-up, that's normally the person who should replace the person that is leaving the LSB. Because this way, it's like a group of friends will decide who's going to be next. You know, so whoever side has the power at the local station board will then, you know, propose their own candidate and win naturally because they got more power. And what about the people that are waiting? I'm asking everybody at the local station board right here at the KPFK, would you like to be replaced by someone else who didn't even run for the position? If you were the runner up, would you be happy just to have someone to point the finger to somebody else, but not you who already, you know, ran and won the position, you know,
because you were elected.
I just want to make that point. This is very anti-democratic. It's close to monarchy, man. You know, so I wouldn't vote for this. I will not vote for this thing.
Thank you, Rodrigo. Very well said. Mike, now Michael Heiss.
All right, I'll have to change my name. Thanks, Tatanka. I have a quick question for Michael Novick. Thank you for uncovering that thing about NCEs and public radio in general out of the Project 2025. I wonder if either you or Stephanie or anybody in the national board know if there's any strength in numbers thing. This is one where we got to put our nonsense aside, and between NPR and other community stations and college stations, this affects everybody, and we can't live in a damn Pacifica cocoon. It's the greater good and strength in numbers. And is there any joint effort underway or that can be put underway where together we all, perhaps differently, serve a somewhat common goal to get out of this nonsense? As to the amendment, I point everybody to the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. Until 1913, senators were not elected directly. The state legislature should say, I like that guy down the street. What's that about? There's a reason why they did that. And I point that as an example, as a counter to this amendment that I've run over time, so I've got to shut myself up.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Next up is Mike Breslin.
Okay. I have actually a few questions for Michael, and which I want to preface by just expressing appreciation for all you're doing to turn things around here. First of all, I wanted to check out about the status of the underwriting program for right now, because I know that was kind of put on hold while the move was going on. I know that partially it's still going. I know that I'm connected with an organization that is kind of, or well, willing to take part, but waiting for the rest of it to go into effect. Like, there was supposed to be not only mention on the radio, but, you know, the website notification of donors and the listing in, you know, the announcements that were set out.
Okay, so Mike, that's 1 minute. Conclude your question.
Okay, so I just wanted to check out about the status of that. And I also quickly wanted to know if and when the escrow is approved next month, where we'll be at. And will we be in a position to get grants? Is that a good idea in your view?
Okay, good question, Mike. Before Michael, before you answer, I think we've gone beyond 10 minutes, but I'm going to increase this time frame. Where are we, Michael, on our time with this? I can't hear you. You're muted.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep it on mute. We're at 10 minutes now into this.
Okay. I'm going to propose another 10 minutes because in public comment, we don't get to comment. We're listening to other people and this is an important issue. So I'm going to extend it another 10 minutes. Go ahead for your answer, Michael.
Yeah, briefly, we did begin the underwriting under a policy that was adopted by the PMB last year and then turned into a permanent. It was experimental and then it became permanently approved. But then in addition to the move, we ran into this FCC complaint and the compliance process, which does affect not only the on-air fundraising, but the underwriting and the what's called sponsorship ID for programs. So we're still sorting that out a little bit before we want to make sure that we have sort of all the T's crossed and the I's dotted correctly, because we're under very close scrutiny by the FCC at this point. We don't want to have any problems about the underwriting. So we hope to get that relaunched shortly, but there's been so many demands on the time of the National Compliance Officer has to vet all this stuff that we kind of put it on hold a little bit. Once the escrow closes, you know, the previously discussed the plans, a certain amount of money will be put to the two big outstanding loans, debts of Pacifica. Some money will be put aside to cover the costs of the move and the rent for KPFK. And I'm hoping that a few other initiatives will take place, one of which is that we can resume getting the Nielsen ratings so we have much better data about our audience and listenership. And the other is that we do have to clean up the relationship with Allegiance that manages the donor data platform and the donations, and either get full access to all of their facilities for fundraising or find another platform that will enable us to do a lot more. The other thing we're looking at is free will, which would be to increase the, you know, bequests and people remembering KPFK and Pacifica. As far as grants, you know, I do think we need to look at it, but the first priority there also is improving our record keeping and financial records and keeping them up to date, and improving our charity navigator, frankly, status for the whole foundation.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Might I just add something about the grants from Stephanie, as from a director's perspective, to talk
about? Okay, and then it's your turn next. Go ahead.
This is Myla. I just want to say that our executive director, Stephanie Wells, has been working with individual stations and has secured at least one grant for one of the stations. I don't remember which. And even though we, of course, have to improve our record keeping, she believes that a lot of the people who give grants are willing to accept the last audited financial statements that have been submitted, and that there's no reason, according to Stephanie, that we can't go forward and seek out grants. So if anybody is aware of any grant opportunities, I think that they might be important to pursue. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla. Thank you. As a board member, that was important to hear. Okay, Sue, you're up, and then John Crumshaw. Sue?
Right. Someone took my hand down, but I want to speak against the motion, because if the current majority elects their favorite, that's their faction, that's self-selecting of the members, that is whoever is in charge at the time can vote for their favorite. It squelches minority dissent. The people who are in favor are the majority, and the people who are not is the minority. And it's a dissenting voice that needs to be kept.
Okay, that's thank 1 minute. You. Okay, thank you. John, how much time are we on the extended 10 minutes here?
Let me see, 1:45. We're kind of there now, you know, because Michael had to, obviously.
Okay, well then I'm just going to entertain one more question here. Go ahead, John.
I would say that there are two issues that are very important, and one of them has to do with the, bylaws proposal. The bylaws proposal really turns our back on the tradition of fairness and a democratic process. The voters spoke, and I want to use the analogy of, because one of the Michaels brought up about the U.S. Constitution and the 17th Amendment. Well, there is a provision that if there is a vacancy in the House, its replacement is done through the process of election. Now imagine if the current majority in the House, Republicans, were free to put in place anyone they thought would be the right one, and naturally they would choose a Republican, even if it were a seat held by a Democrat. Grossly unfair. The solution that we have in front of us is that the voters spoke.
Some That's people were elected.
Thank you. The voters spoke. And although the current leadership may be displeased with it, it is a voice that needs to be heard. And it would be undemocratic and unfair to do otherwise.
Okay.
So I oppose that amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. And you answered the order, as a board member, I know you wanted to have a question. You can go ahead, Myla. Zuri, you'll get your turn. When we have, this is for LSB only, but we're going to have 15 minutes, another 15 minutes. We're going to have 30 minutes for comments. Okay, go ahead, Myla.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'd just like to say that I'm going to assume that everyone here, wants something that's fair. So to argue, that the other side is, seeking something that's undemocratic and unfair, I think it is problematic that we all are arguing from what a perspective that we, whoever we are, whichever side on this we're taking, that we are seeking fairness and democracy. And I just want to remind everyone that, Pacifica has been targeted for decades. By COINTELPRO and by disruptive behavior that has been prevented us from being all that we can be, and that this solution has been proposed by a number of people. I see you shaking your head, Rachel, but believe me, we're all seeking to be a better Pacifica and to be fair and democratic. All of us are.
Okay. Thank you, Myla. That's our time for Q&A. And now we go to public comment, which is 90 seconds. And if there's time for a second round, it goes to 60 seconds. And we'll have our first 15-minute public comment starting now. What time is it? It is 11:50. Okay, and you got that timed, Michael. Okay, go ahead, Zira, you're first up.
Thank you, everybody. I'm speaking here for the first time, even though I personally don't accept the current LSB because I feel it was not elected in proper ways. I want to protest very much against these bylaw amendments that were orchestrated mostly by Jen Goodman. I believe they fall exactly in line with what was done by New Day to again and again decrease the democratic process at the station, which has led to total catastrophe at KPFK, including the attempted sale of the building. I really believe that we cannot eliminate the democratic process. We need to have runner-ups. That's exactly what before John was saying, or also Sue was saying. So I very much urge all LSB members to not vote in favor of this amendment. As you might know, I was the chair of the LSB because before I was kicked out by, I would call the illegitimate PNB, together with 14 other LSB members in an illegitimate process. So in order to make space for this New Day group that is now in charge, and I'm very concerned that there's a hostile takeover going on. We need to have a better democratic process. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zuri. And a reminder not to use personal names on this. That was good. Keep it to the issues. You kept
excuse me, my name was brought out personally.
So that she gets a chance to respond now.
Yes, but my name was used personally, Myla, and I don't appreciate that either. And I really don't appreciate the fact that only one or two people are able to use the chat. And FYI, everybody, that's going to be a proposal that I have for the next meeting, that we open the chat at least to the board. It is unfair that only one person gets to speak in the chat. I've been saying this for months.
Nancy Stack.
Go ahead. Let's see. The next person is, I don't know who.
Nancy Lawrence. I want to be put on the stack.
Who is?
Excuse me. Jan Goodman here.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan. You do respond since your name was brought up. So, and Rachel had a chance. So, and then I want to go to the next person. Go ahead, Jan.
Yes, thank you. The question of whether or not this is democratic, and I'll refer back to the discussion about the Senate and direct elections of the Senate. I was kind of amazed when the question was brought up that there were direct elections of the Senate, which is what we have of the LSB. And then, it somehow switched because there is no direct election when you have a person who is just who.
Jan Goodman is taking public comment.
Whoever is speaking is interrupting. This is not, we respect people who are speaking. Please stop it. I don't want you to be muted. Go ahead, Jan.
This is public
comment. This is response. This, when somebody mentions someone's name, that person gets a chance to respond. You will get your chance in order. Go ahead.
Sorry, but this is public comment. Cannot be used by a local station board members.
Pardon me. Go ahead, Jen.
The point is that the people who were not elected were not direct, who were not elected. They are on a list of people who were not elected. And therefore, all these comments about saying that we should go by elections are irrelevant because these people were not elected. And to say that our STV voting is to elect a broad spectrum of people and the person who gets 10% of the vote gets elected. So it's not just, you know, somebody's friends, it's the people who actually got votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Okay, next up is Elizabeth. You're up, Elizabeth.
Yes. This amendment is similar to what Trump did when he chose Guaido as so-called president of Venezuela when he didn't even bother to run as president to begin with. It's also an attack on the workers, very similar to Jim Crow South, where the people, voters, had to prove their validity Diaz voters. In this case, it's retroactive. They're trying, the person who's running this court case by the name of 21BBCV00642, for any members who'd like to see who it is holding this PNB and this court in Pacifica, this case over the heads of Pacifica, like corporate lawyers do when they're trying to drown out this Pacifica network, as this person has been doing for quite some time with lawsuit after lawsuit, which he's lost, okay, in paperwork.
Okay.
I was muted. I think I was given the 90 seconds. I wasn't even given any time. So I'm taking my time, please. I'm taking my time back. Thank you.
I don't think it's 90 seconds yet, is it, Mike?
30 seconds left.
No, it was not.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Personal verbal attack.
This is an attack. I did not name anybody. I named the court case. An attack on workers that's similar, like I said, to the Jim Crow laws. And also, by the way, the FCC complaint that was made by members who you support and who are in collaboration with you basically came back and bit us in the ass to the entire network by making it difficult for anybody to be able to get any kind of donations on the air, and that will make it easier for the incoming Trump presidency to actually take away, destroy us.
Okay,
because
that,
now they don't need any excuse now, the FCC. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. Next is Margot. You're up, Margot. You have to mute. And I have to unmute.
Okay, I did unmute. I was muted by the host. Okay. I have a solution to this issue. I've been thinking about it and saying about it for a very, very, very long time. I was on the candidate, and we're being nominated, et cetera, and voted on. I put number one on several candidates who I preferred and wanted to fill. I didn't realize there were 24 seats. But I think if that would be the way that we were allowed to vote, to give each of the candidates that we want to have on our local station board, we the voters, the people, the listener, sponsor, members, et cetera, be able to rank each one of them number one all the way down to number 24, if that's what, you know, if that's what there is to do. That way our votes would be the way that you determine who the runners up are, who the ones who could replace the ones who may retire or resign for some reason. And that would be, I think we should change that, because I think certain candidates, I want them on the board and I need to give them all number one and then keep going through. And I would also say something about the parliamentary procedure here. I was in many, 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 can I say one more thing just about the procedure?
Sure.
I never had it be put in the minutes who made the motion and who seconded the motion, et cetera, et cetera. All I ever did in Girl Scouts and all the groups I was in, it was put in the minutes as it was moved and seconded by that da 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 da, and it was approved. You didn't even tell how many votes were given or anything. It was not so much tricky detail. That way it was sort of anonymous that whoever moved it and whoever seconded it was not brought up. And that's what I hope would go on. But I want to vote for all the candidates I want as number one.
Okay, Margo.
I think that should be changed. Okay. So that's my big point I've been making for a very long time.
Thank you.
And now I will lower my
hand. Thank you, Margo. We haven't voted on this issue yet. And we haven't brought it up to
Nancy.
A vote. Okay.
DeSoto.
D. Pagano is the next up.
I want to raise my hand. I'm on the phone, so I can't raise my hand on the computer. This is Marisol, but go ahead. Star 9.
Tatanka, let me just give you an order here of speakers. 510, I believe, is next. And then Darlene. And then I think that Nancy Lawrence had asked to be on the stack. So I believe she would be after Darlene.
Okay. How are we doing on time, Mike?
I don't think she can raise her virtual hand, but Nancy Lawrence would be after Darlene.
We're 5 minutes left on 15.
Okay.
Minutes.
Let's move it. And number 510, you're up. And I want to remind people you're going to have another 15 minutes after we take care of a couple of pieces of business. Phone number 510, you have to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Thank you. My name is Carol Wolfley. I am the secretary of the KPFA local station board, and I want to speak in favor of the amendment as a secretary Sometimes Pacifica has had elections where they have write-in votes. And as a secretary, I've been asked to choose among maybe 20 defeated members who got one vote each and told, just go ahead and make a random choice. And times we're asked to fill vacancies 2.5 years after the election.
Whoop.
And so this is very problematic. It's not democratic. I believe that the voters not only voted for who would get on the board, but they would voted for who would not get on the board. And it's much more democratic to open it up on the radio and to ask for current nominations and for 24 people on the board to be able to make a choice. Those 24 people are representative of the interest of voters, and in our case, not a majority issue, because the STV voting system allows for variance. So we do have proportional representation from all groups.
Okay, that's 60 seconds. Conclude your statement, Carol.
Thank you. I just want to say that please don't allow boards to be disrupted by putting people who were not elected on the boards, and please don't insult people by saying, oh, this is from this group. And 6,000 people voted for the New Day bylaws, so please stop. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Dee Pagano, who's next? It was Dee Pagano and then Kim, and then...
No, Nancy Lawrence after me.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, my name's Darlene, and I am on the PNB, and I would like to point out that the bylaw that you're arguing against, some folks, that why are you on the LSB if you don't think that a group should select and cultivate and select people to move up? The LSBs are the source of the votes for the PNB. And I'd like to remind you that the PNB changes every single year. You have a vote on your PNB members every single year. This is not some once and done, you know, you get elected to the PNB and then somehow you stay there for the rest of your life. No, doesn't happen. And the one of the reactions of doing this this bylaws change is that the mob, people sign up to be candidates, and then there is a mob of people who didn't get elected waiting their turn to be on the board when they were even elected.
Okay, that's 60 seconds. Please conclude your statement.
Sure. The last thing I'd like to point out that about the PNB being a New Day takeover or something like that. As far as I know, one person who identifies with the group New Day has been elected to the board from KPFK, I'd like to point out.
Okay, Michael.
And suddenly the whole PNB.
Darlene, there'll be another chance later. People haven't expressed themselves. Thank you very much. Thanks. Michael, how are we doing on time?
It is 12:04. We started at 11:50, so you know, you got about a minute or so left. Do you want 90 seconds for this or 60?
Yeah. Tatanka, that point of information, I thought we always had 90 seconds.
That's what I've been doing.
No.
I've been doing 90 seconds in fairness to that.
Okay, thank you.
The 15 minutes, I defer to your judgment.
Thank you for that, Mike. Okay, so everybody, you've had your 90 seconds. I'm going to do Kim and then.
Excuse me, Nancy Lawrence.
Wait a second before you speak. I want to note the people that haven't been speaking as the ones who will be first to speak at the next 15 minutes. Go ahead.
Nancy Lawrence is next on the stack. She couldn't raise her virtual hand.
Who is that?
Nancy Lawrence.
Oh, she was next. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy. And then we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people lined up. Please take those names down, Myla, and then we'll have them speak first in a few minutes later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I guess, can you hear me all?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I once served as, we used to have a program council at KPFK. We had elections. Basically, I came in second. It worked very well because the person who got voted in first walked away. It was a very practical system. We kept calling her and she never even answered the phone. So I came in second, which meant I got a lot of votes from the public anyhow. And people were saying that. So it was probably a close thing. To me, it was democratic and it worked. It was a rank-based system. The people explaining, trying to have a new bylaw change, some of them even sounded a little confused when they were explaining it. So I'd rather not have some confusing new bylaws change that isn't very a friendly bylaw, in my opinion. So we should not change that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, this will conclude the first segment of the 15 minutes. And Kim, I don't know who, 562, then Carrie, then call-in user 3, then Lydia.
Tatanka?
Yes, go ahead.
This is my life. You asked me to write them down, so I did.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Next, let's see. Make sure I get this right. So now we have our LSB committee reports. We're going to gain a little bit of time because the program oversight committee was first, but Vic is not well and he called in for an excused absence. And so we won't have that, just to know that they've been working their butts off. So it's really good. Second is a fundraising committee report, Nikki Hahn.
Hi. Yes.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, so I scheduled a fundraising committee meeting for this past week, but I've been running into some issues that are just logistical. We had old committee members from a previous fundraising committee that were listed, and so the meeting that I scheduled only was sent out to these old members. I thought it would be sent out to everyone on the LSB to give everyone the chance to participate, since there's been little interest shown not many people have reached out to me. Only Tatanka and Mike Ressler have reached out. So it's a very small committee. I'd really like to extend this meeting when it does take place to everyone on the LSB. And after Michael Novick's report, it's encouraging to hear that a lot of people are participating in fundraising or in events that are taking place, community events that are doing fundraising. It would be great if I could connect with these people just to somehow either merge these, or I'm not sure what the purpose of our fundraising committee is if I'm not working together with people that are doing fundraising or not being alerted of things. So maybe I'm going to reach out again to everyone on the LSB. I know everyone's really busy, so I am not trying to take up more time, but I would love to work together and help get this committee, going and participating in some of these community events. And, we're going to hold another meeting in September. I'm going to send something out to everyone on the board. I hope that's okay, inviting you all to the meeting. And I would just love if I could get some participation, even if you only come to one meeting. You don't have to commit to being part of this committee for the whole year, but if people could show up and share ideas. I'm the convener of this, and now it seems I don't know, we don't have like enough members to really vote on someone who would be like the head of this. So it's kind of become me, and I'm happy to do that. I'm just still like figuring everything out. So any help is appreciated. Your support is really appreciated. And this committee is also not listed in the bylaws or in the article about committees that are like required to, or that are like recommended by, for KPFK to be running. A fundraising committee wasn't listed on there, but I do think it's important. I do think that that's like what the station needs. We need this fundraising. It's like everything. So, yeah, this is just a call for support, a call for people to reach out. I'm going to send an email, and if you could, get back in touch with me, I would really appreciate it. And, thank you all for your hard work, and, we'll talk soon, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. And I just want to thank you for stepping up, even the fact that you're less experienced than other people. And as I've been sitting in on that, I just want to, when I spoke in the, I'm a part of that committee, so I'm going to take some of the time you didn't take. Thinking longer term, thinking into next year, there are a number of people here who have contacts with people that are significant movers and shakers in the LA area, as does Michael and the team working together. So as we work together on this, if we have one fundraiser that will call on a particular mover of influence in the community, it can bring together all our nonprofits. I really see this as very possible. And we initiated this just to have this committee add our efforts to the overall efforts of the staff and the mission of Pacifica. So do consider showing up for that meeting. Thank you for asking for support. Okay.
You see my hand up?
Yeah, I raised my hand first.
And mine too. I'm sorry.
There's a point of order by someone?
No. There's a stack. It's Rodrigo, Rachel, and then Michael Novick.
Okay,
so Rodrigo's first on the stack.
I'd like to get on the stack. I'm on the phone. My name is Marisol.
Marisol, the public comment is the next.
We're not in a public comment.
Okay.
I'll put you on the stack though for public comment.
And thank Rodrigo, you. Put Rodrigo on the stack there too. Oh no, he can't do public comment. He's a board member like us.
Yeah. I just want to
stack also, please.
He wants to say something. I want to, and then Michael raises hand.
Can I just ask who just said also they wanted to be on the stack? I didn't get that.
This is me, Elizabeth Milos. I want to be back on the stack at the end.
You already are. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right. So we have points of order. First Rodrigo, then Rachel, then Michael.
Yeah. I just want to say to the fundraiser committee to do the fundraisers, it should be the priority of this board instead of discussing something else. But you know, at this point is like, we, the Spanish language programmers, we have like almost every month we have a fun drive, you know, you name it. And some people, like some young people come and play rock for KPFK, you know, every month there is an event at the community garden that, you know, where we raise, you know, money right there. We go out and do a lot of leafleting, you know, pass, you know, flyers away from, so, I think, you know, that there should be a better connection, but this is the key of the problem. The key of the problem is that you guys speak English and our people speak Spanish, and you don't want, or you don't feel, or you want me to do whatever in order to bring them in. Well, how? ¿Cómo ustedes no me entienden en español? Yo no les entiendo en inglés. So that's the thing, you know. So we are willing to work together, but.
There's Rodrigo still awaiting a motion to do with the English Spanish. Nobody here is opposed to that. Nobody's proposed a workable solution. Secondly, the reason why this committee exists is to complement what's going on with the leaflet and everything that you're talking about. It's an attempt simply to add value to what we're doing. Okay, next, Rachel, go ahead.
Thank you. And Rodrigo, I want to say, everyone, I'm glad that this event coming up this Saturday, 7 p.m. in El Sereno, the garden El Sereno, is being highlighted. And again, if we had a chat, we could throw it in there next month. And I don't think, Rodrigo, no one's like trying to, but mira, yo hablo español, and I've already spoken with Oscar. I would love to be a facilitator of somehow doing bilingual. When I heard about the event El Sereno, I was like, we got to get this on the news. So let's talk about this. Just a proposal, perhaps, Nikki, something that might happen. As I'm looking at these committees, I'm thinking, I always wanted to be on the outreach committee, and there really isn't one. I'm proposing, I don't know if I can do it formally right here, we call it fundraising and outreach, because it's kind of the same thing.
Good idea. Put it in writing, please.
Very good. I will.
Okay.
And
I
would be on that, because it's the same thing. It's what terrific. It's all about. Y que lo hagamos también en español, Rodrigo.
Qué bueno. Okay. Looking forward to it. Michael, you're up. Thank you,
Rich. Yeah, so briefly, I heard someone say that the next meeting of fundraise would be in September. Please do not wait that long. Reschedule the meeting before the end of this month of July, because it's vital. I've been on this board repeatedly. I was elected 4 times to the local station board as a listener delegate. I was elected chair of the local station board 3 or 4 times as a member of the board. I was the author of the motion to create an outreach, a fundraising committee. The committees of the LSB should correspond to the responsibilities of the LSB, and one of the responsibilities of the LSB is to help raise funds for the station. This is a top priority. I mean, I don't know how to underline it anymore. I said it in my report. Please reschedule that meeting before the end of this month. Send the invitation to everybody on the board. We will clear the desk with Otis and KPFTX to get a current list of members for the committees. The same problem exists with the Program Oversight Committee. There should be a separate outreach committee, because historically the primary responsibility of the outreach committee has been to schedule and host the town halls, which have not happened this year. So please take on the serious responsibilities of the local station board. The amount of time governance spends talking about governance and not dealing with the responsibilities of governance is frankly outrageous.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. All right. And the committee of inclusion, Avelia also called in not well, so we will get that report later. I'm going to be, we are now at public comment. Where?
Just a second,
Myla. What's our time look like?
Unfortunately, due to Vic and Avelia's, being, not available, you did pick up a little time. So if we keep to the 15 minutes public comment, 15 minutes, the presentation, 5 minutes for community announcements, we might shockingly get done by time certain if we stick to those.
Thank you. Go ahead, Myla, check.
Yeah, one more board member, and that's Oscar Ulloa, would like to speak before we go to public comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Just kind of like a reminder, especially for Nikki, there is actually, or used to be on our last LSB, a whole process of outreach and fundraising already set up. Unfortunately, or whatever you're going to call it, it was presided or convened by Bella DeSoto and Janine Ron and Cyril Rudolph, who are persons non grata to this LSV. But that committee and all the emails and the whole logistics are there. It's just that, fortunately, the division that we're into doesn't allow for us to be working together on such important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. Okay, now we're in public comment. So,
Mr. Chair,
sorry, Tonka, it is going to be 60 to 90 seconds. I apologize, Frank.
Mr. Chair, I have a stack for you.
Yes, terrific. And what did you say, Michael? Just a second.
Do you want these speakers to have 60 seconds or 90 seconds?
If it's 90 seconds first time,
60
seconds second time. So if they're first time speakers, they get 90. If they're second time.
All right. I will mark the start at 12:20.
Okay,
so we have a few first-time speakers here, starting with Kim Kaufman,
okay,
followed by 562, and then Carrie Scoville, and then caller number 3, and then Marisol, all have not yet spoken, and then we have some people who've spoken before.
I have not yet spoken.
Oh, and then there's Eleanor. Eleanor will come after Marisol.
Okay.
Who's after Lydia, actually?
Okay. You got that. I'll follow your lead, Myla. Go ahead, Kim. You're up.
Hello, everyone. First of all, the public can say whatever they want. They can name names. They can talk about anyone on the board as much as they want. That is what the public can do. The LSB cannot name names and call names to each other, but the public can say whatever we want, and the board members do not get to take time in public comment to speak back. That's just, if you want to change the rules, but to say those are the rules, they are not. So, furthermore, I just want to say about this amendment, it's hilarious that during a PNB report, where we're supposed to hear what the PNB is doing, that Jan took the time to start advocating for this amendment because it is important to her that this pass as part of a larger group of amendments that are going to be coming down the pipe as part of a legal settlement. But you all don't understand that that's what's going on behind the scenes here. And it's for her to say that this is the most important thing going on at the PNB when there is not even a treasurer's report. You haven't had a treasurer's report since I resigned. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about actually hearing real numbers or how much less fund I've made.
I'm
those real things. But you're all arguing over this bylaws amendment, which is factional, and it is intended to be empower one faction over the other, and I'm against it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. When we name names, here's my understanding. Since I wasn't here for the last two decades of all the infighting, it's when the speaker didn't name a name, but used organizations and stuff, That's fine with me. There's so much emotion around this that it ends up being ad hominem attacks, which is not allowed by the PNB. So this is the thing we're trying to avoid with this. It's also a business meeting of the PNB, and we couldn't do a treasurer's report for the first several months because there was nothing. Once Stephanie gave us all the details a couple months ago, that was really really helpful.
You know what, Tatanka? You don't get to take up public comment time in order to respond to me. Okay? Let the public speak. And you just be quiet and let the people, public speak and say whatever they want.
Yeah, the people gotta speak. Let the time be for whoever it belongs to.
Okay. Take my time out of that, Mike. I apologize. I'm still learning here. Okay, next up, I'll listen. Thank you. Who's next up, Myla?
Oh, I'm sorry.
515, I think, whoever 515.
I'm not going to. 562, if they're still here, I don't see them. But, they are still here, but they no longer have their, there. Okay. Is 562?
This is Bella. This is Bella, 562.
Thank you, Bella. Hi.
Thank you. May I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. I've been waiting long enough. I tend to agree with the representation of everyone that has opposed this amendment, which is totally undemocratic. I appreciate John Crumshaw's elucidation of the U.S. Constitution. But I would go further than that. And that is that by eliminating the majority, or the minority, I should say, by eliminating the minority, the majority
is in control. And this is precisely what this amendment is aiming, seeking, and has been seeking for a few years, is to reduce, to eliminate, kill the ethos of the mission of Pacifica, kill the very central tenet of the bylaws, so that possibly eliminate the elections, and thereby reducing tremendously the size of the LSBs. And that is the end game here. And if you do not understand anything about the bylaws, just listen to what I just explained and what everyone else has explained, because most people on this board have no clue of anything. And that is how Jan Goodman manages to get away with murder. At the PMB level.
All right, that's enough. We don't do that here. Okay, that's also 90 seconds. I don't, Jan, hold it on. If you get a chance to, when your name gets evoked like that, you get a chance to respond. You can either pass so we can hear other people, and we'll take this time out of it.
No, board members. Hold on.
And we're in process. Okay. Next person up. Who is that?
And that's Carrie Scoville.
Jan Goodman would like to respond after public comment.
Okay, Carrie Scoville, then caller number 3, and then Marty Soule.
Okay.
And then Eleanor Foreman.
Okay. So please unmute.
Hi, this is Carrie Scoville, and I want to confirm we get 90 seconds. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for having this forum and this having it available to speak for public comment, which is the law, but having the forum and allowing me to speak here. My name is Carrie Scoville. I'm from San Pedro, and I want to speak in opposition to the bylaws change. I've been a voter for KPFK for over 20 years, and the people that I vote for, I want to see come up. That is the whole concept of ranked choice voting, is to bring up people from below and have a succession of the most the people with the most votes. We should offer it to the next highest vote getter, and if they're still agreeable and are available, fill it. There, I don't believe there are that many vacancies that we have that would expire. They go down to the dregs of the candidates who got the fewest votes in the first place. I am a member of the LA County Democratic Party. They fill vacancies by caucus so that the people who are in the room select their friends to fill the vacancy. And what that does, it's dangerous, and it consolidates power and it entrenches power. That is not the way to do it. I ran for LA County Democratic Party in 2012. The top vote getter died before we were seated. And instead of going to the next highest vote getter out of the 7, I came in 8th. Chair Eric Bauman jumped down to the end of the list to pick his friend to fill that seat. And that should not be happening. I think that this is a hostile towards candidates, and it will lower recruitment if they can be appointed instead. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And next up is whom? Myla, is this 505 or number 3? Who's next?
Eleanor.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I've got a stack written down. Caller, call-in user number 3, and then Elizabeth Miles. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
So caller number 3, if you're still interested, you were on the stack before.
I don't know. This is Marty Soule. I don't know if I'm that person or not, but I'll speak now. If not, I'll wait.
We're waiting for the next person. Elizabeth?
Hello? Okay. Hello?
I don't know who that was.
Marcel, you'll be after caller user number 3.
Can I be heard?
You come on next, Marty Soule. Okay, Elizabeth, if you have to unmute for us to hear you.
No, wait. Tatanka, sorry. There's someone who's saying, can they be heard? Would that person repeat?
I am on my telephone, so that I could be caller number 3. Can I be heard?
Yes. Yes, go ahead. You're number three. I see it on the little thing.
Beautiful. Thank you. So I won't speak to the quality, if I may misuse that word, of the garbage motion, but I will speak to the process that led to the proposal that's being discussed. The notice period process is entirely flawed, and something that comes out of such a process cannot be honored, and we shouldn't be wasting board time on it. You are required, the PNB is required to set a notice period in advance. There are three groups of people who can bring amendments: 6 directors, 2 LSBs, or a certain percentage of listeners. When you set up a system where you vote late on a Thursday night, that the notice period begins the following Monday, 4 days later, you completely exclude the LSBs, you completely exclude the members, and you leave it up to a bunch of directors who have been working in secret for some time to come up with this particular bylaw process. We can't go forward with something like that. It's completely illegitimate, and it is error-ridden. The bylaws require 30 days notice, and the first vote begins the day after. What happened here is that they did the 30-day notice. They sprung it on the PNB because this mess was first brought up trying to force through bylaw changes to satisfy the Pacifica v. New Day lawsuit. They were trying to, quote, settle it by dealing with bylaws in closed session.
Okay. How unethical. That's 90 can seconds, you get? Elizabeth. Can you conclude your statement?
I'm not Elizabeth, but I will, okay. Wrap this up.
Number three, sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Okay. If you have a dirty process, you cannot end with a good result.
Okay, thank you. How are we doing, Mike, on the time?
5 to go.
5 to go. Okay, next up.
This is Marisol Bioma.
Yeah, Marisol is next, followed by Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Okay, Marisol, you're up.
My name is Marisol Bioma. I was not aware, as the secretary mentioned, that the write-in votes caused a problem by having multiple choices without knowing who to pick. I like the idea about prioritizing voting to know who is next in line to replace a vacancy. I'm against the proposed new bylaw. Being on a board can be overwhelming, especially if there is a constant struggle for finance. So board retention is important, and managing information is important. There is a need for education on, 1, how to get on the board of Pacifica, 2, how to manage computer software to make record keeping transparent, and 3, project management. There are free classes at online at San Diego Adult School. And I am concerned, as mentioned, Project 2025 has KPFK on their radar, and I wouldn't want to bring on a saboteur to be brought on board on the board, which seems to be more likely or more possible with the proposed amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Marisol. Next up, who's up?
So next up is Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Go ahead, Eleanor.
Even if the process had been followed correctly with a 30-day notice and so forth, this bylaws could not be voted upon merely by the 5 stations because it affects the members' voting rights. And therefore, the whole membership would have to vote on it because our voting rights would be taken away from us if the runners-up list was discarded for cronyism. So it's a waste of time you're considering this because even if 3 out of 5 or 5 out of 5 of the LSBs voted for it, it would still have to go to the membership, the complete membership, for a vote, and both classes of membership, of course, of all 5 stations.
Okay, thank you. Next up?
Talk a point of time if Roberts will amend themselves to allow that. We're at the 15 minutes. I just point that out for your elucidation.
Okay, thank you. I want to...
Tatanka, we have several people who have not yet spoken.
All right. I want to make something. I'm looking at the agenda. Okay. I was going through. Did we have the discussion yet?
No, you're in public comment.
So you know what? I did the second public comment the way it was and not the way we voted to do. So I'm going to have to add some public comment afterwards. That's my fault. I just looked at my thing and went next.
I moved to extend the
okay. Document. So,
Tatanka, we have three people who haven't yet spoken. Should we go ahead and
hear them? I know. And we're going to put them after the LSB presentation and discussion of the proposed changes.
I move to extend the time for public comment.
We will extend the time, but not right now.
The point was to let the public speak before the vote.
Yep. So I am moving it. So just
okay, go ahead. We can, you know what? But we voted to have the public. I'm asking a question. We had a first public comment session, correct? And now we're in our second public comment session, correct?
Yes.
This second public comment session, we amended to go after the presentation. We did that. And I missed it because I'm just reading off the agenda because anyway. So I want to go to the public presentation and then hear from the people who haven't spoken afterwards. It's going to add time, but it's my error because I want to make up for missing what we voted on, okay? Nobody called me on it, and I didn't call me on it until I just realized it.
I have a question. Has the time been replaced, the time that was used by LSB members to speak? Has that been replaced to add to this 15-minute comment?
Nothing has been lost so far. We're going to probably add to public comment to make it so everybody gets to speak, okay? That's on me. All right. So keep the doc list. I apologize to everyone. Keep the doc list, Myla. This is, I didn't get much sleep last night either. No excuses.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask you why you keep apologizing because you're doing such a great job.
No, I'm going to apologize because we voted to amend this. And I forgot. So I'm not going to apologize anymore, but I'm going to try to make it right. So let's go to article number 7.
Doing a great job.
And then we will put public comment afterwards. Thank you. So LSB presentation and discussion regarding proposed changes. Now, this is for LSB members. Okay. This is for LSB members to have the discussion. And then we're going to have more public comment afterwards. So the floor is open. Jan, you get right of first refusal or someone who wants to speak for the proposal, for the amend bylaws. Why don't we go two people do the pro with the 90 seconds or, yeah. With maybe a couple minutes, one each, one pro, one con, one pro, one con, and we'll see how that goes. Okay. So I'm proposing to hear from somebody who is, I don't care if it goes con first and pro first. I don't really care. So I want, somebody who is pro the amendment bylaw change to speak, and then somebody who is going to take an opposing side speak, and then go back, and then go back, and then go back. Okay? So who wants to speak for pro first? And I see a lot of hands up, but I don't know what positions.
Jan Goodman, I would like to, rather than me speak, since I've spoken quite a bit, to have someone else pro, maybe Myla. Mm-hmm.
Speaking. That sounds good. Somebody else. Are you up for it, Myla?
Sure.
Okay, Myla, put her on the clock, Michael, at 2 minutes, and then we'll take somebody else for anti for 2 minutes,
got it.
Back for pro, et cetera. Okay.
Got it.
I would just like to reiterate what the secretary from KPFA said, and that is the way the current bylaws are written. It's up to the secretary basically to choose who's next if there's more than one runner-up. And in the case of some of the stations, it's really distracting when people start making gestures with their video. But anyway, not all of the Pacifica stations actually have a list of runners up. And we call them runners up, but when we get the results, people are either elected or they're defeated. And there has been a history in Pacifica of people who may or may not be of goodwill driving people off of our boards, and then the boards being populated by people who are disruptive. And we're very fortunate here at KPFK that we have a number of runners up or people who were defeated and not elected who happen to be really great board members. And I'm really happy about that. But the current system has been problematic throughout Pacifica, and that's why directors from all of the stations, most of the stations, signed on to this particular tweaking or change. It is a substantial change in our way of selecting replacement people. Every election we will be voting on new members, but I really take umbrage by people suggesting that there is some kind of, that people of ill will are proposing this.
That's 2 minutes.
And are in some way suggesting that people are trying to not be fair.
Thank you, Myla. Okay. Now, I guess I'll just take, Rachel, you're first up. So why don't you take 2 minutes?
Thank you. Okay. So for one moment, I'm just going to put this on as I speak, because I think this is kind of my point. The most important thing we're supposed to be talking about is what we're doing here and survival of this station. I find that this has been a lot of a waste of time. And for me, democracy isn't about these kind of internal rules. It's your actions. And I would ask people who have spent so much time on all of this, what are you doing to stop war? What are you doing to really rescue this station? And I do not agree with all of the time being wasted on what I think is pretty kind of a non-issue. I would also like to say it.
Thank you.
I heard 2 minutes. Thank you.
I don't know who's speaking.
I don't know. So
go ahead, Rachel.
So I heard also since the time I've been on the board for a few months, like Doug and Wendell have never been here. And I think Veronica has not. No one's taking that up. So already we have three openings. And I would say for those who spoke, it's not, I don't even know who's up next. It could be someone that I abhor, but it doesn't matter. That's what the public voted for. And we can't continue. That's like a Democrat going, we got to have Joe Biden because we don't know what's next. No, will of the people. So with the will of the people, someone was up next and it's someone on some other faction. Doesn't matter. It's the will of the people. By the way, the old secretary, John Gary, said, this used to work fine. It's not a big deal. And lastly, I'm going to use the last of my 2 minutes. I'm going to say, in case you weren't here, there are three more Israeli land sales coming up in Los Angeles. Sunday, July 21st in Beverly Hills. Monday, July 22nd, Addis Torah, where the other confrontation was. And Wednesday, July 24th in the Valley. This is what we're supposed to be talking about, how to attack this and how to get out in front. Outreach, fundraising of KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am fundraising.
Back to someone on the pro side.
I want to speak against too, okay? This is Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, we're doing pro or con, and we're on the pro side now. Are you speaking for this amendment?
Okay, if there's no one else, I will speak pro.
Okay, thank you.
So the one of the people keep talking about letting other people, other opinions in. Other opinions is not democratic. Other opinions is actually, has nothing to do with democracy. The point of voting is that people vote. And it's like saying, well, we have a Democratic president and now, you know, he's going to leave. So let's have other opinions. Let's have the runner up who's Trump and let's have him because he's got another opinion. And then people say, another issue that people raise is that they say, well, what about the fact that nobody else can get in, because the dominant group? Well, at KPFK and at Pacifica, we don't have a yes, no binary system. We have ranked choice voting so that all you need is a 10% of the vote to get in. And that means that you can have, the whole point of it is to have a panoply of people. And ranked choice voting and STV voting does not incorporate, once the people have been elected and defeated, anything about the alternates getting on. That is something that we do at KPFK. Maybe it's something the neighborhood councils do. Many, many people, organizations fill their vacancies by voting in the new one. And it's not self-selecting because the next election, new people will be elected by the membership.
That's 2 minutes. Finish up your thought.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we go to Rodrigo. Not yet. We're in the middle. We have an agenda item. We're voting.
You have to have somebody.
Rodrigo, if you are speaking in favor of this.
No, opposed.
Opposed.
The next person is for opposed. And I think that Oscar was next.
No,
wait a second, Michael. I'm going to take time. Michael, timekeeper, what were you?
Well, I'm not talking about time. I'm talking about, I thought I was next, but I'll, defer to, Oscar.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry.
6 minutes left in this session.
I see a stack and it looks like they're all opposed. So if we're still going, in alternating, I'd suggest that we continue with for and against.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a vote or are we just having a little friendly discussion?
No, we're having a discussion.
We're not having a vote.
We're not having a vote. That we're discussing this and then we vote the next election. So go ahead. Whoever, Rodrigo or Michael. Michael, if you defer to Rodrigo, go ahead, Rodrigo.
I defer to Oscar.
We have a stack. We have Oscar.
We have a stack. Okay. Who is the next on the stack?
Tatanka, we have a stack and that is Oscar, Michael Heiss, Rodrigo, Sue Cohen Johnson, and then John Crumshow.
Good. No problem.
Okay.
Oscar is next.
All right. Go ahead, Oscar.
Yes. Okay. Fighting with the phone. Yeah. I'm speaking in opposition. Just kind of a simple fairness. The process that we've been doing, or at least I've known for a long, long time, is precisely people who one way or another is interested on being in a board, and they do the due diligence, look for people to be involved, and they go to a full process, writing your statement, getting people to try to support you. So again, it's people who we know is one way or another interested. I hear somebody saying something about the mafia or something like that, which I think it was kind of like abhorrent to me, because we're not in that business either way. Maybe we have our differences, ideological or such, but I don't think we can go to that point. But in the other hand, it just happened in Mexico, and it was going to be simple. Whoever has the power has the chance and the ability to keep going. So the system, the way is implemented, on my opinion, and for a lot of people, I guess, is because it's set up in that way. So we have a way, a more democratic way, and on people who are on the record that they want to be part of the LSB. Hopefully it never happened to somebody else or a part of a board or to decide who is next or who will be qualified, even though they might not be public recognizers of such a person. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar. I think we have about 4 minutes, so we can have one more pro, one more con.
And we're at time certain, so just for your...
Oh, okay, so we're going to be a little late. Thank you. So another pro member, maybe somebody who hasn't spoken. And if not, one of the people who has spoken.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. Can I speak?
Who is this?
Rodrigo, can I speak?
Are you speaking for the proposal?
No one else is speaking for Chair.
Rodrigo, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep to an agenda. So I want a pro speaker for the change in the bylaws.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. I'd like to propose that we just go ahead and exhaust the stack. I think that everybody who's left is against, except that Jan has also raised her hand. But why don't we just take the stack and not, if you don't mind, that's just a suggestion on my part.
Thank you, Myla. Thank you. That's good.
That we just
second that.
Yeah. Stack. I second. Sure.
So the stack is...
That's fine.
The stack is Michael Heiss, Rodrigo, Suco and Johnson, John Crumshaw, and Jan. And
we'll have room for a couple of them. Go ahead, Michael.
Thanks. You know, look, I don't agree with a lot of the things that have been said here. If you object to what's going on in Gaza, don't talk about being in front of a temple. Go protest in front of the Israeli consulate. But that's not what we're about here. There are people here who are saying things that I don't agree with, but they are on the board, seated properly. And that's what democracy is about, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And I brought up the 17th Amendment, and there's a reason for that. I ran in the last election or whenever, and I didn't win. I didn't come in under the limit. But through the process of what is in place, I gained a seat on the board as a runner-up. You wouldn't have picked me because nobody knew who the heck I was. But here I am. And I think I'm doing okay. I try to do okay. And to just say, you wouldn't have picked Mike Heiss, you wouldn't have picked Rachel, or you wouldn't have picked whomever that might not have been known to the people on the board, well, then you're missing new people. And here are two of them right there. And to just say, anybody who has the gumption, whether you like them or not. I don't like a lot of people on the big ballot, but they're on the ballot. And you just have to say, that's what America is about. And to just pick somebody because you like them, that's not the country that I want to be in any respect. And I just, that's why I'm just opposed to it. And I think it's self-selecting. And that's not what we're about.
Thank you. And then who is the next up?
It's Rodrigo, then Suco and Johnson.
Okay, there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Thank you so much. I think it's satisfactory to listen to the rest of the members, even though we don't share a lot of opinions. But in this case, we do share one very important thing. Is our aim for the democratic processes. And that's what we are. You know, we listen to the public. The public elected you as, you know, listeners, you know, representatives. So when we vote, we have to listen to the people that we represent. I work for the staff and no one, but not one that I have, you know, like at least the people that I know are in agreement with this motion. They all think, you know, it's anti-democratic. Now, you know, when I think even the makers or the presenter is not really very clear, you know, they say, well, other opinions is not democratic. Of course it is really democratic. We have to listen to all the opinions. And one of the main thing is that instead of wasting the time on these issues, we should take advantage of the time that we meet to propose events with the community, with the Black community, with the community, the Latinos community, and work together to raise funds instead of losing the time, you know, seeing who's going to grab the power and who's going to inherit it. This is the closest to the monarchy. So I'm going to choose my friends. I can choose my wife then. And then my wife is going to choose my son. And then here he goes. We keep the power in the family just because we like him. And, you know, our friend who spoke the last, he said it very clear. He came to the board because of the process that we have. Nobody knows anyone. We don't even meet, you know, face to face anymore. So this is the most democratic way that we have at Pacifica, and we must defend it and vote totally no against this, the intent of a group keeping the power for themselves. That's my opinion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodrigo. You got it right in 2 minutes. I am impressed. Okay. We are a little bit over time on this issue, and we've exhausted that for right now. So now we are back to public comment.
Well, you don't want to exhaust the stack?
Pardon me?
You don't want to exhaust the stack?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'll leave it up. I mean,
I have a question. I have a question.
That's Christina with a question.
Go ahead.
Aren't we supposed to have equal say, like, how many pros and how many cons, and not prejudice it by saying too many pros or too many cons? It has to be even, doesn't it?
Well, that's the way I proposed it. And then the people on the pro are saying that there were a lot more cons that had their hands up. So we went into that. But
may I make a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
Since we're not going to go to a vote and everybody except Christina has already spoken, why don't we just go to the next?
Not so.
Everybody who's hands up have already spoken. At this meeting on this
side. I haven't spoken and I've been off the list, so I'm about to leave.
My hand is up.
Not in public comment right now.
Okay. Well, that's right. We're not in public comment. Elizabeth Milos can speak in public comment.
Go ahead, Jan.
But I was going to suggest, you know, to try to keep to our point and just, and just go on to the next point on the agenda, which is public comment.
Okay, great.
Even though I would like to hear Christina, but I think at this point, since we're not going to go to a vote, let's just try to go to the next point on the agenda.
A vote is on the agenda. Why are you not voting?
No.
Point of order. I'm sorry.
Point of order. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that our colleague, Avelia Jones, has now joined the meeting.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Avelia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
We are supposed to go to a vote, actually. That's so why we're supposed to vote.
I got a lot of feedback on having issues that are of great importance should be introduced in one meeting and voted at the next. That's why we have this discussion. If we need to have more discussion, let's have more discussion. If somebody contacts that, then we need to have a 2/3 vote of people, and then we can have a vote. Okay? So
I move to vote the motion.
I second.
Okay. So what I hear is that there has been a motion to vote on the proposal, and there has been a second.
I object. This is Myla.
Okay.
All right.
If then by the bylaws, we need to have 2/3 of those present.
No.
Agreed to that. That's in the bylaws. 2/3 of those present
to say, yes, I want that, and then we will have a vote.
On the agenda, you need two-thirds to get
it. It's not on the agenda to have a vote. It's on the agenda to have a discussion.
No, you're wrong to have a vote.
No, Chair, you're wrong.
This is Michael Nova with a question, a point of information.
Go ahead, Michael.
Can someone on the PMB clarify this? My understanding was all of the local station board delegates were instructed to vote this month within a certain time frame on the proposed bylaws amendment. That's what I understood was happening. That's what we announced on the air for the instructions of the PMB.
Delegates, this is...
Dan, can you respond to that?
Oh, this is Serene Roberts from the PMB. Who keeps
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Trying to answer.
Hang on. No. Hey. Hang on, everybody.
We are trying to
look. Tatanka.
Excuse
me. Tatanka, you can go ahead and unmute, please. I've got everybody muted. People need to be recognized.
Yeah, okay. Michael asked
the
question.
Okay, Jan Goodman, I'm here. I'm sorry I had to leave and I was muted. Did you call on me?
No, just a second. I'm going in order of Michael asked a question and now I'm asking Jan to respond.
What was the question again? I'm very sorry.
Okay, my understanding was the PNB timetable called for all the local station boards to vote this month on the proposed bylaws amendment. That's what I was instructed to put on the air. We've been running a cart since this was put forward, saying the delegates were voting on the 14th on the bylaws amendment. Is that not the case?
I think on the agenda that we just had that we were just discussing it. Thank you.
No, my question is the instructions from the PNB about it. What is the timetable?
Michael, I agree. John Crumshaw, exactly right. We're supposed to vote.
Yeah, we're supposed to vote.
And it's been moved and seconded.
I moved to vote and I keep being muted. I've been muted time after time.
Is there anybody else?
You know, that Serene's point about the timetable seems to be an accurate one. And I think that I'm going to make a motion to the PNB that the timetable A from us and B from to the PNB that the timetable be revised so that it is in proper sequence according to.
This is Serene Roberts. I'd like to speak for myself.
Well, Serene Roberts is not on the.
You're quoting me, Jen.
I won't quote Serene Roberts. I have a question.
I can hear a point of order from an LSV person. Go ahead.
Yes. John Crumshaw, Rodrigo has a motion that has been seconded on the floor. The proper discussion at this time is discussion of that motion.
Thank you.
And the vote.
Okay.
And also we discussed this at the last meeting. So I was assuming we would vote. We've already discussed maybe not the details, but we've been discussing this for 2 months. We need to move on.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
To call the question, you need a two-thirds vote.
Is it not true that we already approved the agenda and vote was not on the agenda? So in order to vote, we would have to have two-thirds saying that we would change the agenda and vote.
That's my understanding of the rules of order. So I don't mind having a vote. We just need to get two-thirds to agree. We may have that.
Yeah. We don't need two-thirds for that. We just need majority because this motion was already on the minutes. So it's not like a new motion.
A point of order. I will call
on the point of order. Who is that speaking?
Bylaws amendment.
This is Mike Bressler.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
I would just like to ask if we could post the agenda on the screen so we can all be on the same ground as to whether or not this was on the agenda for this meeting. if it was on the agenda, we're, you know, we should vote on it. If it's not, then that's a different story.
It's on the agenda and it reads LSB presentation and discussion, RE proposed changes to Article 4, Section 10, filling the vacancies, see appendix below.
Well, right there, that's it.
It says discussion.
Yeah, but there's a motion and a second to vote. So I would say let's move forward. Even if we need 2/3, let's see if we have it and let's vote and move on to some other very important business.
Okay. All right. So let's take a vote.
Okay. The motion is to call the question. And that's what we're taking a vote on.
What we're voting on is whether what did you mean by call the question?
It's to change the agenda.
Whether or not to vote today.
Yeah, to change the agenda.
So there has been a proposal to hold a vote on this today. The bylaws say that to bring that up, we need a 2/3 agreement. So we will have a check to see if we have 2/3. If we do, then we will go ahead and carry the vote. Okay. So let's get the vote. Leslie, you still with us?
I am. And I what I'm hearing is two different tracks going on at the same time. So I'm lost. Is it correct that there is first a motion to amend the agenda and change the presentation and discussion to presentation and discussion and
no
vote.
It's not
and then
it's,
there's a vote or what
no it's not to amend the agenda. We check the agenda,
it's end of
see whether we can have 2/3 of agreement, since I guess there was some misunderstanding about the agenda. The agenda did not talk about a vote. The agenda talked about a discussion. And my
correct.
Understanding is that we need to have a 2/3 agreement to have a vote, and then we will have the vote.
Yes, and that simply means changing the agenda. It's the same thing. Yes you're
okay.
Right.
All right. Okay. So I want you to take account. I don't know. I'm going to do 2/3 of 24. Is that it?
No, the people present.
Equals 16.
2/3 of those present.
Those present.
8 times 3 is 20. So 16 people is 2/3.
No. 2/3 of the LSB members present.
2/3 of the LSB members present or of the total number of LSB members? Of the present. Those present.
A point of information, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that we would have to, reconvene as delegates in order to have this vote. We cannot have the vote as local station board members. So we would have to have 2/3 agreement to change the agenda to recess the LSB meeting and then reconvene as delegates in order to have this vote.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay. Well, we can do that, right?
Yeah, but that would be the vote. It would be to vote to recess as local station board members and to change the agenda to a recess as local station board members and reconvene as delegates in
but
order.
But the recess could be 1 minute, right?
Oh yeah, it could be.
Okay. All right. Seconds. So it's a formality that we do. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So let's do that. Then we can vote on the 2/3. Then we can take the vote if it reaches that. And then we can go on with just the final things, which are just the community announcements and then my final words. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Doug Barnett is present.
Pardon me?
Doug Barnett.
Doug Barnett is present.
Hi, Doug. Thank you. Okay. So let's take a, we're going to recess as the local station board, reconvene as LSB members to hold this.
No, vote. We have to vote on, I'm sorry.
Is that correct?
We have to vote on changing the agenda first.
Okay. So we vote to change the agenda so that we can do this. And all in favor of that. And we only need a majority on that.
No. We need 2/3 to change the agenda
in order to do that. Okay. So 2/3 of what? 2/3 of 24 or 2/3 of how many are present?
2/3 of those present.
Okay. Well, let's first get a count of those LSB board members present, or maybe just find out who's absent. Might be quicker. So who is absent? Our secretary.
I'm sorry, point of order. If you just call the roll for the vote, you will have a sense of how many people are present because the people who are present will vote.
Excellent. And people who are not won't.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Our secretary, will you please call the LSP?
Okay. So I'm going to call the entire roll again.
Yeah. Call the roll again.
Everybody.
Okay. Everybody on the LSP. Yes.
Okay.
And they'll vote in favor or opposed.
Can you repeat the question first?
Yeah, explain exactly what it means to vote yes or vote no.
Can I help you with that, Tatanka?
Yeah, help me. Do we do two at once or do we do one at a time?
What we're voting on now, a yes would be to change the agenda, to take a recess, and then reconvene as delegates so that we can vote on the proposed bylaws amendment.
Oh, okay.
It would be a yes. A no would be not to change the agenda and to hold off the vote until the next meeting.
Okay. All right. That's clear.
All right. Here we go. Rodrigo Argueta Vargas.
Yes. So we can vote on the motion.
Christina Avalos.
No.
Doug Barnett.
No.
Tatanka Bricka.
I'm going to hold off for now.
Rachel Brunke.
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Assuming that the extant agenda does not include a vote, I vote yes.
I'm sorry. Are you voting in favor or against amending the agenda?
I'm voting to amend the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. John Cromshaw?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
No.
Nikki Hahn.
Excuse me, you're missing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You need to go in alphabetical order, please, like Mike Bresler didn't vote.
Thank you. I'm going to back up to Veronica Becerra. Mike Bresler.
No.
You still with us, Leslie?
Rachel Brunke, we already have. Sue Cohen Johnson, we have. John Cromshaw, we have. Ace Estwick. Vic Jerami. Ariana Gladney. Jan Goodman, we already have. Wendell Handy. Nikki Hahn, we already have. Michael Heiss.
What does Nikki Hahn vote? How did Vicki Hahn vote?
I actually didn't vote, but I will vote yes to amend.
Thank you. So back to Michael Heiss.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was that a yes?
Yes, yes it was.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. Let's see, Avelia Jones.
I vote no.
Oyeyipo.
Yes.
Robert Payne.
I vote no.
Nancy Perlman.
No.
Myla Reason.
I vote no.
Oscar Villa.
I vote yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
I'm sorry, was that a no?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, I think that's everybody. Give me a minute to total these up, if you would.
Except Tatanka was waiting.
Yeah, Tatanka had abstained for the moment. So do you want me to total these or no?
I'll go with the majority here, no.
So we have... We have 9 no.
I have 11 no.
Okay. Who do you have?
Leslie, I was keeping a tally and I had 11 no.
Okay, but do you, can you identify them for me so I can make sure?
I was just keeping hash marks each time.
Just read off the no votes, please.
Christina Avalos, Doug Barnett, Jan Goodman, Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, Myla Reason, Harvey Wasserman, Carlos Zavala, Evelia Jones.
For some reason, you didn't include my vote.
Who's speaking?
This is Mike Breslin. Mike Breslin.
You were a yes
vote. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, he was a no.
Oh, was a no vote?
I was a no.
That is correct. Mr. Breslin was no.
And did you include Evelia Jones? I didn't hear her name.
I did, yes.
Okay. Oh, so.
And Harvey and Carlos?
I'll read them again. Christina Avalos, Doug Barnett, Jan Goodman, Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, Myla Reason, Harvey Wasserman, Carlos Zavala, Mike Bressler, Evelia Jones.
And Tatanka said he would go with the majority, so that's what made it 11.
This is Oscar Ulloa. I may have a point of personal privilege.
So how many yes votes are there?
Here are the yes votes. Rodrigo, Argueta Vargas, Rachel Brunke, Sue Cohen-Johnson, John Cromshow, Nikki Hahn, Michael Heiss, Oye Oyeyipo, Oscar Ulloa, I believe that's it.
You're not supposed to read off the names. It's supposed to be anonymous.
No, that's not true.
This is Oscar Ulloa with a point of personal privilege, please.
This is a public meeting.
Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to call attention on the record that I find. For all of us that we've been here for the whole meeting, almost 3 hours by now, then just find out that there are two members that just suddenly show up just to present their vote. I mean, probably it's a practice, a general practice for over the years, but I feel really uncomfortable with having two members just show up in the last 15 minutes of the meeting just to appear on this vote.
Okay,
thank you.
I agree. Noted. Okay. So we have it. What is the final vote?
Do you want me to tally these up again?
11 to 8.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we are not going to reconvene to have a vote this time. We will do it the next meeting.
May we have the secretary give her vote count rather than have a member of the LSB give it?
Sure.
Give me a second. Hold on. It's a lot of lists here. Taking notes, people's comments. Hold on.
I'm waiting on my secretary for an answer ending.
Mr. Chair, may I speak while she's calculating?
Who's speaking?
Jan Goodman.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to reference Mr. Ulloa's comments, which I think, you know, are worth looking at. And that is that Doug Barnett is one of the people who just finally came on. And we tried to move the meeting so that Doug Barnett, who is in charge of the Quaker meeting, which meets at exactly the same time that our meeting comes, and he's in charge of it, that I would like to just urge us at the next meeting to change our meeting times slightly so that he could meet with us.
Okay, I hear that. And what time do you suggest?
I think a little bit later, but let's talk about it at the next meeting.
Right. Okay.
But I just want to point out that this is the problem that we've been having with not being able to have him attend.
Okay.
We already voted on that, I think, for the year.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying that we can, that point was never really brought out, and I would like to.
Okay. Thank you. Secretary, what?
I have 11 no and 8 yes.
Thank you. And you have the names if we need that later, that they've been recorded, right?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
We're a half hour overtime for whatever.
Half hour overtime. Okay. Thank you. I think it was important. And this is still very much up in the air. There are legitimate arguments, both sides. And there's also things that anyway, what we have left on the agenda now is first community announcements. Some people started and used some of their time to do it, but you're free to do it again. So community announcements, you can take the agenda down, Myla, please, so I can see the faces of people. Thank you. Are these hands up for community? So yeah, raise your hand. So Rachel, you're first up.
Yeah. And so I just, and Michael, so I'm putting this, Michael Heiss, just so you know, I'm not sure because I have mentioned a couple times and in total respect to what you said, no way are we going to a synagogue to protest a Jewish people that, you know, at a synagogue. This is, this happened 2 weeks ago. It was a real estate event in a synagogue. And that was what the protest was about, contested land in Palestine. And so I want to mention, and I'm not sure if you knew that, but you know, it was absolutely not about going against Jewish people. So we have been at many, many councils and many, many protests. But I just want, there are three things coming up again, my third time mentioning it. Sunday, July 21st in Beverly Hills, there will be another land sale in Palestine. And Monday, July 22nd, Addis Torah, and Wednesday, July 24th in the Valley. A couple people have already asked me through the
– Where in the my Valley? Text.
And you know what? And I'm trying to find that. Thank you. And I think I'll find that and send it in an email. Yeah. So it's land sales. It's, you know, Jesus would have been against it. You're doing money lending in a temple. So it's just wrong, especially in the middle of a genocide.
Jesus would be against the war in Sudan, Ukraine and lots
absolutely.
Of other places.
Absolutely.
I'm missing the demonstrations, but I'm being a bad boy here.
No. We've been demonstrating this takes precedent because it's 17,000 children in the 8 months. Unprecedented. Thank you. Those are my three events.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Other hands want to be raised. I can't tell hands are up, but it was from the past. Could you put your hand up if you want to make an announcement or speak up, actually?
This is Avalia Jones.
Okay, Avalia. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And I apologize to everyone. I was very ill. today, this morning, and last night. I appear because there is something I want to say in announcements about the Committee of Inclusion. I wanted to discuss that today and offer that anyone who wants to see a bigger, more successful diversification of our membership and the activities that we say are good for the community to convene with me this week. Call me, email me. What days are good? Let's have a short talk. Make sure we're about to do the same thing and have the same intentions. I'm speaking off the top of my head right now because this really is my early morning wake up. But I wanted to say this, and Mr. Argueta and all other people, I apologize. I don't get sick too often, but when I do, it's a combination of more than one thing. I'm a type 1 diabetic. And I just want that to be at the top of the list. I apologize for anything, Mr. Argueta and people, that offended you. But no, I didn't come in late because I'm playing a game. I came in late because I cared to be a part of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia.
This is Mike Bressler. Can I?
Yeah.
Comment. I just wanted to say that I tend to be opposed to this bylaw change, but I think that one of my concerns was that when you're changing bylaws, there should be discussion first, and then later on, people should have an opportunity of more than just voting at that minute on the issue. I've been following this on the threads, but still, I think the hearing the different points of view and the discussion are worthwhile, and then, you know, afterwards having a chance to think that over and vote. I don't think you know, so I'm kind of hoping that this discussion basically takes care of the discussion, and we're not going to devote too much time to it next, you know, at the next meeting. We all have the opportunity to think this over, to find our positions, which I guess most of us have. And then, you know, at the next meeting, hopefully it's not a kind of a rehash.
Thank you. And, you know, if we were, we were more in person, I look forward to having conversations with people who we disagree with, to listen to each other respectfully about their other undiscussed reasons as I've been listening to both sides. So, if we can talk about the undiscussed at some time, that would make it even richer. But this is a great start. It's a great start. Okay, anybody else that wants to make an announcement? We are at 1:29 p.m.
Yeah, this is Oscar Ulloa.
Okay.
I invited you to you all, and I'd even send a flyer to Ms. Myla Reason, who I think is in charge of the chat. Which of course is blocked like right now, for or that event the Spanish programming is doing and offering on the next July the 20th from 3 to 7 p.m. It has this is worth mentioning. It's something that started just you know, like a kind of like a health project, you know, for the community, Zumba, yoga, and he has turned out into developing itself and somebody into something that it was not kind of unexpected, especially because the community has been showing up. Now we have like karaoke, and we have
you know, a lot of traditional food, and it has become something surprising. And we are hopefully, and you're invited, El Sereno Community Garden, 5466 Huntington Drive. We've been going there since from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And, you know, we've seen a lot of different faces in there, and it's a lot of fun. So hopefully, if you have the chance, just take some minutes on there and you know, participate with the community and in general. And it's not, you know, only a Spanish-speaking community. We've seen a lot of different faces, so yeah, all of you are welcome to attend.
Thank you, Oscar.
Oscar, I'm trying to share it now, but give me a second and I'll get it up there.
Oh, that's good. So the address for people, what went over the top of it here?
Oh, here it is. Okay. I'm going to share Oscar's. Can everybody see this now?
Yeah, I'm going to say it out loud for people on the phone. It's 5466 Huntington Drive North, LA 90032. It's the lugar of the place is El Sereno Community Garden. And it's July 20th, 3 to 7 p.m.
And for more information?
For more information, you can dial 310-713-0106.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. All right. One more thing. And I hope, you know, this, you know, okay. So the last thing on the agenda for me to talk about, yes, Myla.
Mr. Chair, sorry. You did say during the last public comment that there were the couple of people who hadn't spoken might be able to speak, that we would have another, you said that we would have another public comment short just to allow people who hadn't spoken before to speak. Didn't you?
I did that. And then we went through all these people
who were already on the, stack.
Right. Yeah. I was on stack. Excuse me.
Yeah. Is there?
This is Lydia Ponce. I was on stack and I've been waiting for two public comments. I was supposed to speak at the second public comment and somehow several people came ahead of me. I put my hand down because you had another agenda item listed. So I
added all right. Everybody, let's be patient. Okay. Let's hear everybody out. Sorry this happened. Do you want to comment, Lydia?
Yes, I would, and I would like to be afforded my 90 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael. You can timer. Go ahead, Lydia.
It's been really disappointing to come to this meeting and still be treated really important for a land acknowledgement. But if you take a look at the list of members, and I commend every single one of you for your time, your energy, both sides of this issue of voting. But it's 2024 and the world is definitely on fire, Rachel. I agree with you. What I don't agree with is the makeup of the board itself. Many other organizations have led every discussion with Indigenous people and the representation, I agree, Ms. Jones, needs to be addressed and should be addressed because those empty seats should be from the communities and the people that are not represented on this board. And I am extremely livid with myself for having stayed on to wait to say this to you, because even when I go to City Hall, I've given and afforded a minute driving over there, parking and going up the building after security's checked your bags. And this has been so tedious. And I didn't run. I didn't run because I said, what am I getting into? Considering to run for the next election. you can all be better relatives. You can all do different things better. But this whole thing about conspiracy, I come with the best of intentions and I had the wind knocked out of me by the behaviors. So please, please consider not just DEI and CRT, consider the equity that your powerful board has to share the seat at the table with the people who aren't here right now. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your share. And I hope maybe you'll give Avaley a call and have the discussion because she really needs help with getting everything you've talked about. Okay. Okay. Anybody else who was not heard? All right. We got everybody at least had one, at least one say, correct?
When's the next meeting, please?
Pardon me, Michael?
You skipped.
When is the next meeting, please?
Yeah, I know. We're going to do that. I just want to make sure. Is there, and Sasha, did everybody get a chance to speak?
No, you skipped me. Sue Cole Johnson.
You've spoken in one of the first two meetings. I'm asking, did anybody not get a chance to speak? From the community, not the LSB board. Okay.
Sasha Carlick.
Sasha, go ahead. Sasha, you have 90 seconds and then we'll go to our next meeting.
And then Sheila Hamanaka, would also like to speak.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. As a member of the community, of the listener community, I have to say, you know, I kind of just listened to the entire meeting from when I got on. I had a lot of trouble. I had to like re-sign up for some reason. I don't know why, but I had to go through like 15, 20 minutes of wrestling with this Zoom thing. And that was a waste of time. Anyway, I've been patiently listening and it's really appalling to see, you know, how somebody can say, oh, this is undemocratic, you know, who already has so much power in, you know, control over this whole situation and just arbitrarily say, well, this is democratic, but it will be undemocratic to use the democratically elected bylaws that we've been using for over 20 years and the ranked choice voting method, which I think is probably the most by definition, the most democratic means we have for conducting an election. So just when when somebody is sensing they might lose control over the whole situation, well, maybe we better just change everything now. And then I see it highly objectionable and completely unacceptable that there's no chat on this meeting or many other meetings prior to this. I'm hearing, I haven't attended every meeting, but just to hear that there has been no chat for other meetings and not this meeting, there's no way, you know, it's pure censorship to disallow people from communicating with one another. We've spent over 3 hours now, going on 4 hours, you know, but times 50 people, that's like four people working a full-time job for a week, almost 40 hours a week, time invested by collectively by the community. What are we getting back from this? What are we putting into it? What are we even allowed to be putting into it other than
burning our time? Thank you. I'll say something on my closing comment.
And then Sheila Hamanaka hasn't spoken yet.
Okay. Please speak.
Oh, thank you. I'm Sheila Hamanaka. I'm actually a WBAI listener. And, first of all, you folks at KPFA, I gotta say you are extremely lucky because you have a wonderful volunteer, unpaid general manager, which over the course of 5 years is going to save you like, $500,000 to $1 million. So, all the stations should be so lucky. The other thing is that I'd like to thank all the people here who spoke up, against the change in the bylaws. You know, I was especially impressed by the gentleman who said that, the person who said, nobody knew me and I got on the board. And that's beautiful. That's really beautiful because, you know, even when it comes to nominations, everybody knows there's politics at all the stations. There are factions. And sometimes people can't even get nominated because nobody knows who they are. So I think it's really important to be open to new people on the board who were actually elected by the listeners. And, you know, I've heard people who want to change the bylaws make comments like, oh, you know, we're from a station that makes the most money and we have the most listeners, so we should have more votes on the board. And you smaller stations, they don't really count as much.
Well, 90 seconds. Go ahead. Complete your comment.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate the support from WBAI because we've been under attack. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your comment.
Tatanka, there's one more person that I'm not sure whether they've spoken already, and that's from area code 832438. I don't know whether they've already spoken or have not been heard.
No, I haven't spoken yet.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start my timer. Yes. This is Nancy Saibar Naditomi from KPFT Houston. And, well, it was kind of an exciting meeting today, although y'all didn't get it doesn't seem like you got a whole lot done, but I did enjoy hearing your different viewpoints. And I'm on the side of not violating Article 17 that says, you cannot vote on this bylaw proposal because in Article 17, B, it has 5 points that you have to have a network membership referendum to do anything that would violate membership rights adversely. And this one surely does. It fits. So to even vote on this proposed bylaw amendment is wrong. It's a violation of the bylaws. Now, the last time the bylaws was violated was October 20th, 2020. Article 4, Section 8, term limits. In no event do you extend the 6-year term limit, and then you have to get off for 1 year. But many members, and including one of them, is the same director as it was last time. Evelia Jones voted yes to violate the Alilexa, and Elizabeth Van Gunten from your station. And again, that ended in a lawsuit, and the judge voted the bylaws were violated. Please don't violate
the bylaws. Can you finish up your comment? Thank you.
Yes. You need to get, you know, what are we going to do? Sell a building and next sell BAI? And what are we going to do? Keep selling things and parts of our body? Or are we going to get busy and do a programming committee locally? Help support the programs that we have. Innovate. Get kids in. Get youth in. We got to.
Thank you. Uh-oh.
You're done.
Okay. Is that it? Or do we have someone else on the stack now?
I think we've exhausted the stack.
I'm on the stack. I'm on the stack again.
Is this Sheila?
No, okay, well, speaking. Everybody who has spoken once has already spoken.
But is Sheila trying to speak or not? I don't know.
She's spoken already.
Elizabeth has been wanting to for a while.
I thought we were just going to.
I was on the stack. I was named.
People who had not yet spoken.
Yeah, these are people who have not yet spoken. So I think we've run the list. Everybody had it.
I was named. I was named on the stack. I think I have something really important to let the KPFK listeners know.
She's been waiting on the stack for a while. I noticed.
We're beyond time certain.
I would like to be able to afford it just 60 seconds if possible.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to make an exception. This meeting will end. I promise everybody. Go ahead. 60 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I would like for KPFK listeners to know that the case number is 21BBC-B00642. Excuse me. I'm speaking. Thank you. Because there is no possible way you can have any kind of a democratic process when you have a court case hovering over the heads over Pacifica. And I think that the directors who have submitted these amendments should think about the fact that the person who's carrying out that case, that particular case, is not listed as submitted director. Why? Because the director's insurance that would normally protect the directors from any kind of liability does not cover directors who knowingly violate the bylaws. In the event of a future lawsuit, they could be held personally liable, those directors that submitted this. And so the person who's bringing this case is not listed as one of those directors. You should ask yourselves why, because basically she's going to be leaving you holding the bag. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Now we're going to go to the last thing, which is, when is our next board meeting? After this meeting, I hope this goes well. So for the last 6 months, I have said, and I said a couple times during our board meetings, we're required to have 6 LSB meetings a year. And I said, I don't want to meet in August. A lot of family, a lot of political, a lot of everything. Since then, a lot of people have said, are we going to do that? I want to count on that. So I want to propose that we have our next meeting in 8 weeks, on the second week of September. If we need to vote on it, we'll vote on it. I'm also moving. I also, you know, which I didn't expect. There's a lot of things. So, I will accord with the majority on this, but I would really like to have, that doesn't mean that we stop the Committee on Inclusion. Doesn't mean we stop the fundraising committee, which should meet later this month, et cetera. It means that we have postponed our LSB meeting until September. So do I hear objections to that? If so, we'll take a voice vote or we'll talk pro and con and
Tatanka, have a co-chair. Isn't Nikki someone who, if you couldn't be here, would take over and chair? And we also have this very important vote that I think has a time limit that Michael alluded to, Michael Novick.
Yeah, the people you're talking to also have busy lives and are in favor of this, but with the time limit, that may be a consideration. So, what do you want to do on this? You want to have speak on it and then have a vote? I would really like to, I don't know how I'm going to get
it. Why don't we just have a vote? People know whether, you know, taking 1 month off in August is a good idea or not, and just have a vote. People.
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
Just a quick comment that if a meeting in August is just something that people can't do, but if a vote is necessary, with this bylaws thing, Mabobber, if we have to have a special meeting just to vote, I suppose we can do that.
I second that.
This is Myla. Might I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
I think that Jan Goodman already said that we could clarify at the national board level that the timeline for the vote could be extended and allow us to vote in September. So I don't think that is necessarily a consideration. And I would like to support the chair's proposal. We are only required to have 6 meetings per year, at least one every other month. And we did talk about skipping August previously. So I hope that we can skip August.
I want to say that Jan or whoever, I think you suggested that, Jan, that if you get assurance of that, then we will have the meeting in September. If they say it can't wait, we'll have a special meeting, okay? And I want a timeline on that, too, of, we're going to need to know in between 2 and 3 weeks from now to have to call a special meeting in August. Can you do that, Jan?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, that's the exception, and I'll stand by that. If you don't get it, we're going to have a special meeting in August. Otherwise, it'll be in September, which I believe is the 8th, which is right before, between all the 9/11 stuff, starting with Allende and going through to the towers. Okay, and the election coming up. So, shall we take a vote of people, go through the list? Or shall I just propose it and ask if there's extreme objections to having it in August?
We're not having it in August, so I guess you have to ask if there are any objections now.
Are there objections to having our next regular LSB board meeting in September? With the exception that if there isn't assurance from the PMB board that that's not acceptable, it needs to be faster, then we will hold a meeting in August.
We will hold a board meeting for that specific purpose?
Yes.
Rather than change, okay.
Yes. Any objections to that? Great. Thank you.
I object pending. I object pending what they say about the time limit of the bylaws process. I object pending what the answer to what they say about the time limit of the bylaws process.
That's built into the proposal, Sue, that if there is a time limitation, we would have a quick board meeting just to vote.
Yes.
That is built into this.
Okay.
Okay.
We took that into account. So.
On record.
Okay, great. Thank you, everyone. It is now 1:51. I am impressed with our ability to get through difficult situations. But I firmly believe that if we can continue to work together and get some community solidarity around our differences, it is going to make an extraordinary difference in the world. And it's going to start right here locally in LA with our Southern California, with our KPFK station, because the experience that people have of all the infighting will be replaced, as it is every single meeting. I see it happening. I am so grateful for this. If we can have some camaraderie with each other beyond our differences and respect the process that we have, we can move forward and we can achieve great things. So I'm looking at the 6 months in this year. My term is up, as chair, and then the 12 months after that. And I'm particularly looking forward to, with conversations I'm having with people who are not going to make a contribution until this election is over, but want to step up in a pretty big way to help next year. So I'm looking forward to next year. That's what I want to say. I don't know if anybody else of you has seen the difficulty of getting things done until this election is resolved. So let's all get out and take part in the election and all the processes that we do to ensure democracy prevails. And Omtakiasin, all our relations, and si se puede, yes, we can. Aho, I will see you next month, or maybe 2 months. Now, I want to say that I'm declaring this is the end of the LSB board meeting for KPFK Pacifica. It's 1:53 p.m., wow. About an hour over time certain. That's the first time we've gone that much over time certain, but it was really important. Thank you for showing up.
All right, great seeing people all over the country.